That is absolutely fascinating. Patrick Swan, thank you very much. You know what I always think? The fact that my husband can just look online, go click, click, and buy stuff in his size, and it arrives, it fits, it looks nice, and men's fashions don't change that much. Oh, yeah, the button, I know, the collar and the tie and the where the buttons are. But fundamentally, you can pretty much wear the same sort of stuff. I'm very jealous. I'm very jealous of that. Patrick Swan, thank you so much for talking to us. Fashion stylist extraordinaire. Very much appreciate taking the time. Mrs. M&S. I am Mrs. M&S. Well, Ms. M&S. Why? Why, oh, why do they make clothes I want to buy? I've always thought, seriously, if you're listening, you run M&S. I'll get me and a bunch of my mates. We will come in and we will walk through your store with you and tell you why we are not buying these items of clothing. I'll sort you out, no problem. And if you could throw in some free bubbly at the same time, that'll work too. Let's talking of Mrs. M&S, Mr. M&S sitting opposite. Would you buy anything from M&S?
Pants? Sandwich.
Sandwich, yeah. Well, that's it. Their food's fantastic.
It's good, yeah, fine. But, you know, but no. I mean, do they do... I don't know. I don't really know what they... I remember when I was young, and of course, you know, M&S was the big store in my hometown of Nuneaton.
It would be, yeah, the only big store.
And you'd be going... And that and Debenhams, and then your mum would buy the stuff from M&S, and you'd
quality.
Go in with it, wouldn't you? That's what you
it
do.
It would be quality Lambswool jumpers.
If you like.
Yes, that's the thing. No, but this is the thing. It is interesting. They're so obsessed with trying to sell all these fashion ranges, and everyone's going, yeah, no thanks. Which is how I feel very much about what you're about to tell me. What's on your show?
Yeah, fair enough. Good. Well, today it's Thursday, so the High Priest Vexen Le Crowley will be here. He's from the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon, of course. He'll be
of
here
course.
With his
thought. It's the of course.
It's the of course.
Matters.
He's be here with his thought for the day for Satanists. There is everybody's least favourite quiz, Paul Rossmaster. You played last week.
Who have you got on today?
I think it's Max Rushton out from TalkSport.
He'll be rubbish compared to me. Oh, I played a blinder.
You got some points.
It's better than I've ever done in any other quiz.
Yeah, so that's the new edition of that. What else is going to happen? There's a diversity paper review. That'll be happening as well.
Absolutely wonderful. Well, thank you very much. That's plenty to look forward to with no yeah at all about it. Yeah, I'll be Mrs. J.H. listening to you. Thank you very much. This is Talk Radio. I'm back with you at 10
it's
o'clock.
Weird now.
It has got very weird. Don't worry, you've got a table between you and me. You're safe. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Have a great day.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
I'm going to be supporting Armed Forces Day because I see the work our boys and girls are doing around the world and I really want to show my support.
I'll be supporting Armed Forces Day because I'm proud of what my granddad did in the war.
I'm supporting Armed Forces Day because it protects our way of life and I want them to be there to look after my grandchildren.
Armed Forces Day is Saturday the 25th of June. There are events going on all over the country. Take part and show your support for our armed forces, past and present. Find out more at armedforcesday.org.uk.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
Dark forces are upon us.
An invasion.
If we do not unite, our world will perish.
We better get going.
This year...
Saving the world is not a one-man job.
An unthinkable threat.
We'll protect the kingdom, you and I.
We will try, my friend.
Needs unstoppable heroes.
Have pets more fearsome than you.
Well then.
Whatever you plan to do, do it now!
Warcraft, the beginning. In cinemas May 30th.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like a free 40-point brake check. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit, it's all about the service.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Yeah, whatever. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a Thursday. It is Talk Radio. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, more people are coming to the UK than leaving. Formula One driver's family to sue the sport after his death. And Aussie returns to Birmingham.
Talk Radio.
Official figures show net migration to the UK has increased to the second highest level on record. Just 4 weeks before the in-out EU referendum, it's been estimated 333,000 more people came to Britain than left last year, with EU citizens accounting for more than half. Immigration Minister James Brokenshire, who wants to stay in the European Union, has called the stats disappointing.
There are no easy solutions, no quick fixes, and those that you'll hear talking about leaving the EU as providing that answer, well, it certainly is no panacea, it's no silver bullet, and actually risks creating a situation where we have an economic shock that affects our economy and loses jobs.
Protesters in France are holding a national day of action over changes to employment laws. Petrol stations are running dry, tankers aren't being allowed to dock, and the government is dipping into precious reserves because workers have walked out. There are also reports of train lines being obstructed. Oliver G is a journalist in the country.
The people are being advised to fill up to the max before you get over here. And if you're going to be going out to northwestern France, which is popular among British tourists, Brittany and Normandy, these are areas that you don't have the safe option of just ducking over the border to Belgium or Germany to fill up where the tanks are all, where the petrol stations are all full.
A rescue plan for thousands of UK steelworkers has been set out by the government. It'll see the overall cost of their pensions reduced. The business secretary announced a consultation on the idea after meeting bosses at Tata Steel in India yesterday. Sajid Javid says there are other things the government is doing as well.
I will continue to work round the clock to support British steelmaking and British steelworkers. That support has already seen tens of millions of pounds of compensation paid to energy-intensive industries, and we will see them exempted from new renewable policy costs.
The family of Jules Bianchi is suing motorsport's governing body, his team and F1 bosses over his death. The Formula One driver died 9 months after suffering serious head injuries in a crash during the Japanese Grand Prix in 2014. New rules have come into place to outlaw so-called legal highs. It means a blanket ban on the production, distribution and supply of psychoactive substances. One of ASOS's founders is having to sell his £46 million stake in the online fashion retailer to fund his divorce. After a high court battle, Nick Robertson has to pay his ex-wife £70 million. She had wanted £110 million. And Ozzy Osbourne has returned to Birmingham to unveil a tram which has been named after him. Fans in the city centre chanted while the Black Sabbath frontman stood next to the Osbourne, who told reporters he'll always be a Brummie.
Talk Radio National Weather.
I was expecting a clip of that.
Oh, no, I don't
You
have
led
one.
Into that like it was a clip.
No, I was just happy.
I'm fine.
Staying largely
I'll
fine.
I'll always be a Brummie.
Do you want to do that again?
I'll always be a Brummie.
Well done. Staying largely fine in Northern...
Sharon! Sharon! I'll always be a Brummie.
Shall I carry on?
Yep.
Staying largely fine in northern Scotland, sunny spells elsewhere with the risk of some showers, warm with highs of 20 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. The most sought-after free agent in the world has dropped his strongest hint yet that he could be on his way to Manchester United. Zlatan Ibrahimovic has been closely linked with a move to Old Trafford, especially given the news that Jose Mourinho will shortly be unveiled as manager.
Super.
The pair worked together once before in Italy. Could they do so again?
I had a fantastic time with him when I was working with him. So when I left Inter with him, I said we had a short time together. But I had a great time, and if we will work again, I don't know. Let's see how things plays out. I don't give guarantees. I say there is concrete offers from Premier League, so let's see what happens.
Former England manager Glenn Hoddle reckons teenager Marcus Rashford
could be
Roy Hodgson's wild card for Euro 2016. Yeah. The uncapped Manchester United striker should
What's
make
Ben banging on about today?
Debut tomorrow against Australia. And Southampton have released three players, including long-serving goalkeeper Kelvin Davis and Gaston Ramirez. Finally, England Test cricket captain Alistair Cook has confirmed Chris Wokes will replace injured Ben Stokes in the side. The second test with Sri Lanka gets underway tomorrow at Chesterley Street.
Yep.
That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Right. Just eating some soup, actually.
Yeah, what flavour is it?
Well, it's interesting because it. Hang on.
Gross.
No, it's not gross. It's not.
No, you look gross and sound gross while eating that.
Oh. It's.
Don't speak with your mouth full.
Not first time you said that, is it? It's chicken.
Oh, nice.
6 minutes past one, you listen to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
This week at Lidl, get more for your money with extra, extra large deals. Get over 25% free with barbecue briquettes at £2.89 for 7 kilos and a fourth pizza free with their XXL pack of margarita pizzas. Subject to availability, selected stores only, NI may vary, offer ends 1st of June.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. On the John Holmes Show.
I'm John Holmes, and what better time to say, what makes a town funny? Or a box of organic vegetables? Where does that fit in?
I'm very much a land person.
With some meat, she went on holiday. Could be a relationship issue. Anything you like. And forgot to arrange for someone to feed them. Yes. How the devil are you? The DVLA, it restores one's faith in the system.
I'm calling from the middle of the countryside.
That is 4-year-olds for you.
You must feel silly having rung in.
What do you do in the countryside there?
There's nothing here that I want to do.
Such an obvious career path right in front of you.
That's the co-op's back with its logo and dodgy meals.
What did they cock up?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a giant twist of my fabric.
All right, then, here we go. Good afternoon. Hello, welcome to your... Hello. Thursday. It's your Thursday attempt at some kind of radio programme, then. Sort of, I don't know, a broadcasting equivalent of an as-of-last-night banned legal high in that, yes, this show is readily available and probably okay in small, carefully controlled doses, but to be honest, if you're not careful, it could well make you feel sick. Hello, I am John Holmes, and just as net migration to the UK rises to 333,000, we hear that in the news today, we say you are very welcome to the shores of this, your new home, if you've just chanced upon it. Talk Radio, a brand new radio, well, 10 weeks old, for the United Kingdom. This is the bit in the afternoons, 1 till 4 o'clock, where we do give you the promise of a better life, and we actually mean it, unlike those evil, exploitative people traffickers of the Mediterranean, charging desperate people fleeing torture and murderous regimes thousands and thousands of pounds for a ride on Sinky McSinkface. But, my friend, you are very, very welcome here. I am John Holmes, and I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride forth to 4 p.m. And on the way, let's do some or all of the following things that will make sounds. Sounds which will then be converted into electrical signals which will flow via vibrating electrons via a transmitter to be received and decoded and converted back into sounds via whatever medium you are listening through, be it the app, be it the internet, or be it the actual radio. Headline Hijack is on the way at 2 o'clock. We would very much like to put a made-up news story into the news. Somebody asked me why.
Why?
Well, because that is because this, because it's because people are because people go for lunch, don't they, now?
Yeah,
and they don't
yeah.
listen to this bit.
No.
Chances are they get back to their desk or whatever at 2 and hear the news coming out of Victoria's mouth, which sounds like this.
Hi.
And then she does the news, and ordinarily it's true, but what we do at 2 o'clock is put a lie in there, a blatant made-up lie to fool the people who don't listen to this bit. That is how it works. It's Headline Hijack. We'd like you to supply the lie, fib, fabricate, and fake your way into Victoria's Bulletin. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And then, of course, there's the... Well, let's just fling open the tuna-smeared doors of the Tupperware Hall of Despair and invite another lonely what lunch, which is a phrase that the head of digital here, Ian, doesn't understand, into its environs. Are you a lonely... Are you a lonely what lunch? It's like lady what lunch here. A lonely what lunch? If so, come on the radio to while away the time over your lunch with idle chit-chat, as we will be your friend and or colleague to make your oversized wrap from Pret slightly more bearable. 87222 if you want to get involved in that.
No, you email, don't you?
Oh,
Lonely
God!
Lunch.
Oh, terrible mistake.
I mean,
that's
you can
right.
text. Make sure you start your message with the word talk, but do email.
LonelyLunch@talkradio.co.uk. Work experience punditry as well this afternoon will be upon us. I think it's going to be geeky, gadgety stuff.
Yes.
But who's doing it today?
Someone new called Roo.
Roo?
New Roo.
New Roo will be doing geeky, gadgety. Is that a man one or a lady one?
Man.
Okay. Difficult to tell, isn't it? Roo will be joining us to do geeky gadgety stuff. There's the news in haikus. We venture out onto the streets to find out what the people think. What do the people think out on the streets? Today, do the people think melons or hair? There's a diversity paper review as well today, a Muslim one. The big debate at three, a roundup of showbiz with Rhys from TalkSport, who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. There's another thought for the day for Satanists, of course, with the High Priest Vexen Le Crowley from the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. He's a friend of the show. And, of course, again, this week's edition of everybody's least favourite radio quiz, Paul Ross Master. Ginger Dave is not producing. One of his captured students has escaped from his van, so he's having all sorts of bother with that. Asprod Cass is through the glass.
Hello.
Chloe's on buttons. Yeah. Victoria's... here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Great. Paid intern Cornelius. Cornelius.
Good afternoon.
Is trying a legal high. In the sense...
I was going to say.
Paul Ross has left some meow meow line.
No.
No. In the sense that you're going to... A legal high, you're going to stand on the desk to see if it's safe. Because it's quite a high mixing desk in here. He's going to stand on the desk to see if it's safe. Is it safe or not? Is it safe or not?
He's going to bump his head.
Is it safe?
Go away! Go away!
Oh, I pushed him off. It turns out it's not safe. It's
that's
not
very
safe.
Not safe.
What?
That's very not safe.
Well, no, that's right. But did you fill in a form, Cass? No. So
did
in
you
your
fill in, a form?
In your face, not my job. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon, Thursday. I'm John Holmes. Let's start with some music. Aerosmith on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I don't want to miss a thing. So ask me why I'm playing the mighty Aerosmiths. I don't want to miss a thing. Why on the radio, on the talk radio, as talk radio's head of music that I am, be playing Aerosmiths? I don't want to miss a thing.
I once played it. I once did a DJ set. The only one I've ever did.
You did, what was it, children's party or something?
No, it was at the university summer ball. It was just me and my iPod. Basically, I got a bit carried away with a microphone and an iPod in a tent. And I played This as the final song after the curfew.
Yeah.
I made lots of students cry because they're all leaving and stuff. And also, I got the university a fine.
What, for going past the curfew?
How
much did they get fined?
I don't know, but I heard it was something around £3,000.
Excellent work! There's a reason I'm playing it.
But, John, why are you playing it?
I'm playing it, intern, paid intern Cornelius, because it's Aerosmith's I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, which is a power ballad.
Right.
And it leads me to today's big story, which is this. A case that will run and run. Duracell and Energizer batteries are going to court to fight over their competing rabbit mascots. Duracell's got the European rights to the bunny, but Energizer has also got a bunny. They're going to fight it out in court to see who's going to win the bunny. It's the battle of the power companies, and that's a power ballad. And that's today's big story. Of course, it falls to us to discuss that, of course. I mean, can you technically copyright animals? Can you do that? I mean, what would happen? These are the questions people are asking. You know, what, you know, can you copyright a rabbit? Is it right to open up a live rabbit and fill it with batteries? Is that in this, in 2016, can we still legitimately catch a rabbit, open it up, and fill it with batteries, be them Duracell or Energy? Is that the right thing to do in this day and age? That is the question. Just one of the questions we're going to be asking. Asprod Cass is very much through the glass.
Yep.
Hi, Cass.
We need a guest. We need a guest to discuss this.
Battery expert, electronics expert.
Do you know anyone who has a rabbit?
Rabbit.
Do you have one?
No.
That's probably why you don't smile ever.
I don't smile because of your face.
Fair. What did she say? I don't understand the language. You get fair. Northern.
Get your own guess.
I think she's trying to say fierce.
Fair. She's like Arkwright in Open All Hours. Anyway, Cassie's now going to get us a guest after a bit of an argument. And we will talk to them next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The Peugeot 308. Powerful profile. Sleek lines. Really? Is this how we're supposed to choose a car? What if we based our decision on what the car is actually like to drive? Not just a quick spin around the block, but a 48-hour test drive. Remember, you buy the image, but you fall in love with the detail. Peugeot 308. Confidence built in. Arrange a 48-hour test drive at Peugeot.co.uk. Participating dealers only. Conditions apply.
Van Buster now on. Mastercrete 25 kilograms, just £3.65 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade point numbers only.
There is a prophecy that when the forces of darkness rise and unleash hell upon this land, heroes will unite to fight together.
So are you here?
To save our people.
This year, an unthinkable threat.
An invasion.
Needs unstoppable heroes.
We'll protect the kingdom.
We will try, my friend.
Warcraft, the beginning. In cinemas May 30th.
You're Philip of Grout Expectations Tiling.
Yeah?
Winston Wolf. I'm told your business is expanding its territory. People are taking notice and you need looking after. So speak to Direct Line for your public liability insurance. They won't charge you admin fees for hitting the big time. And you better do it and do it quick, because big things are coming.
What things?
Contracts, Philip. Contracts.
No administration fees when you increase your cover with Direct Line for Business. Can your business insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Cornwall, the A30 in both directions at Redruth, one lane closed as barrier repairs are undertaken between the Scoria turn-off and the A30-47. To Hampshire, the northbound side of the A34 in Winchester, partially blocked due to a broken down lorry just after the M3 at Junction 9 for the Winnell roundabout. And better news for the northbound side of the A1 in Cambridgeshire, it's finally reopened at Stamford following an accident, although queues remain back towards the A47 junction respectively. I'm Stephen Beach.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-mannered, sharp-dressed dot-com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
All right, man.
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And that trail lied to you. Because Johnny and Ash aren't in tonight. It's Jake.
Jake and Ash. Yeah, yeah.
Fine. All right. Well, it still lied. Anyway, it's Talk Radio. Hello, I'm John Holmes, and some of your reactions have been coming in to the radio because of a reaction invitation. React to 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Cornelius, what's been coming?
Lots coming in. At reminder to self, has said, don't forget to register for a postal vote, Cornelius. And definitely real attractive woman says, wow, I always thought Con's voice was sexy, then I've just seen a picture of him, and he looks so goddamn hot as well.
People say you make these up. Right then, on the telephone to discuss today's big story. That is, that's the point, isn't it? What you do is on the talk radio, because I've checked, is you set up a story and then you get someone on the phone to talk about it. That's the rules. Who am I to mess with them? On the telephone then to talk about this story that we are talking about, that Duracell and Energizer have gone to court to fight over rabbits, is a brand expert from Brand Surgery. She's called Vicky Vaughan. Hello, Vicky.
Hello.
So there's a rabbit fight.
There is indeed, yes. So you got me on as a rabbit branding expert, not rabbit expert.
Well, it's the brand. I mean, you can if you know about rabbits as well. Of course, that's all very helpful. But it is more the wider question of branding, I think, probably, isn't it?
It is indeed.
So what's happened? So this is, they've both got rabbit mascots, Energizer and Duracell.
Yeah.
Now, I will admit, I only knew about the Duracell one, which suggests to me that Energizer have got some work to do in this area.
Yeah, what happened, just doing some more research on it, is Duracell had the global rights until about 1973, and somebody from the company forgot to renew the license.
Right.
And Energizer took advantage and nicked it, basically, and used it, according to the research, that is.
Right.
So I think somebody at Duracell was probably sacked in the process.
Yeah. Can you, I mean, do you, it's not just rabbits, is it? I mean, there's, you know, all animals are often used in branding. Am I right?
They are indeed.
Yeah.
Funny enough, there was a case. Have you heard of Trunky, the little suitcase?
I certainly have. Yes, my daughters have one. Yeah.
Yes, well, recently that went to court as well. They were on Dragon's Den, and the guy, I think he had a patent, but he lost his case in court because the court weren't interested about the idea or the innovation.
Yeah.
They were just interested in the pure design of the animal and the case.
Yeah.
And he lost. So
well,
all that hard work.
It's funny you mentioned Dragon's Den, because, of course, Game of Thrones had to take Dragon's Den to court, didn't it, for using the word dragons because there were dragons in Game of Thrones, and then there's Dragon's Den, and there was all sorts of fallout over the dragons and the branding of the dragons. You remember, I'm sure, in the news, Duncan Bannatyne, one of the dragons, arrived at court on a dragon in order to...
Anything for PR.
Well, exactly. Yeah, the man is about. Shameless. Yeah. Let's stay with sort of dragons and lizards, because do you remember that advert? I don't know how old you are, Vicky, and you don't have to tell me, but do you remember there used to be an advert for Chewits with a sort of Godzilla creature? Do you remember that?
No, I don't watch many adverts, actually.
Right, it was a long...
Because I'm on one of these, you know, I'm on a free stat, so I just wind everything forward. So I think a lot of these companies have really suffered from that as well.
It's a busman's holiday for a person who's interested in brands, isn't it, that, really? But, yeah, there was a sort of animated Godzilla that the humorous conceit of the advert, Vicky, was that the Godzilla creature would eat his way through some skyscrapers, but then come across a packet of Chewits. And find them better than eating skyscrapers, right? And that was the point. But they tried to argue that then all lizards, right? This was branding. All lizards from then on should only be seen with sweets.
That's ridiculous.
Well, isn't it? You may remember from the news, the Natural History Museum had to sellotape packets of Rolos to the skeleton of the Diplodocus in the main hall, and it and it, you know, it's when branding goes too far, isn't it? Really, I mean. Trials
it
in,
is. I mean, the whole point about it is being remembered for that. So do you remember Duracell or Energizer for the Pink Bunny?
Yeah. Do I remember it?
Yeah. Do people in general? That's what I want to know. One's copy, you know, is the Pink Bunny standing out in your mind more for Energizer or Duracell? Do you think it's done them any good?
If you said rabbit... Right, I'd go...
I'm deliberately not saying rabbit, I'm saying Pink Bunny.
Okay, but, yeah, so I'd say Duracell if it was me, but that actually brings up the next question is, why aren't Ann Summers involved? Because they've got a rabbit, and you have to put matches in it, right? So, it's just making the playing field even more murky, isn't it?
3 minutes
and
9 seconds.
And then it's all about linking... I know. I wondered how long it would take to come up in that. Actually,
3 minutes and 9 seconds. I was counting.
I didn't want to steam in with the rabbit.
No.
You have to wait a while and then introduce the rabbit, Cornelius. I mean, don't you know anything? Oh no, you don't. Wait.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Why did I agree to come on this show? Can we try and steer this back to branding, please?
Absolutely.
I'm trying to maintain my reputation here.
Let's talk about. Jose Mourinho's image rights, because that's about branding, isn't it?
Yes,
and that's in the news.
What do you want to talk about?
In terms of a brand, Jose Mourinho is one. It's in the news that his contract's being still discussed for Manchester United because of his image rights. What could you know? Is that technically the right to put Jose Mourinho's face on anything?
No, but that brings me to an interesting point about personal branding as well.
Yeah.
So these people, Jose is the brand himself, and everyone recognises him for that. But when these people are the head of the, like a big brand, like the head of Duracell, we don't recognise him so much, do we, or Energizer?
Not unless he's got the face of a rabbit.
No, exactly. How it all happened, actually.
It would make sense for the head of Duracell to just dress as a rabbit, wouldn't it?
I think we should just try and make that happen, actually.
Concerted effort.
Can't you do anything?
Well, there must be some kind of petition we can start whereby, you know, the only way the courts could get involved, so the only way we're going to try this case, this branding argument, is for the heads of both companies to come dressed as their respective rabbits and stand in court clapping symbols together.
Yeah, they need to actually have a contest and see who laughs.
Well, the contest is obvious, isn't it, right? It's you get a Duracell bunny, and you get an Energizer bunny, and you put the relevant batteries in them, and just put them in front of the judge with the clapping cymbals, right? And whichever one runs out first, bloody loses.
I think that's the one.
Sorted.
That,
who needs a complicated court case?
That would be a more interesting court case than normal, wouldn't it?
There you go, Vicky. A pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Can I just plug my company once again? Because I said I was allowed. They said I was allowed to do that.
I mean, please do.
So,
yeah,
my company is the Brand Surgery.
Brand Surgery, yeah.
the brand, yes.
Yep.
And I'm a chartered marketer and a graphic designer, creative, and executive coach. And what I wanted to say was that if Duracell in the first place, everybody talks about the brands and the rabbits or the pink bunnies and what have you, that's on the outside. But if they'd done the leadership properly on the inside, they probably never would have got to this problem and had to spend all this money on court costs.
I still think my clapping symbol rabbit
all about
ideas
leadership
best.
Development and doing it right, and that wouldn't have happened. But saying that, they have had loads of PR out of it.
There you go. And we've contributed to that because we're idiots, clearly. Vicky, a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much. That's Vicky, works for Brand Surgery, is our branding expert. If you've got a point of view on, well, very much the copywriting of animals, then do let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
If you've got a reaction, you can react to it at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's 1:31. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Migration to the UK has reached its second highest level on record. Last year, 330,000 more people came to Britain than left. Those campaigning to stay in the EU says there's no magic solution to reduce arrivals. But the former Work and Pension Secretary Ian Duncan-Smith, who's campaigning to leave, says an outvote in the referendum would make a difference.
We will have a system that says if we target to have tens of thousands, then we will create a migration system that delivers that. You can't do that. You cannot do that if you have an open border. That is a simple statement of fact.
There are reports from France that a man on an extremist watch list has barricaded himself in a building in Paris. It's suggested he's armed. People planning on driving to France over the next few days are being advised to fill up on fuel before crossing the channel. Lots of petrol stations near ports are running dry because of protests and blockades over changes to employment law in the country. The business secretary has announced plans that could save thousands of steel jobs. The government is looking at changing the law to reduce the cost of workers' pensions, but the proposal is being welcomed by unions. The family of Formula One driver Jules Bianchi is suing motorsports governing body, his team and F1 bosses over his death. He died last year, 9 months after crashing into a crane at the Japanese Grand Prix. And Dame Barbara Windsor is backing a new film about her life called Babs. The actress, who quit her longtime EastEnders role last week, says now is the right time to tell her story. The 90-minute special will be shown next year in the run-up to Dame Barbara's 80th birthday. The weather is staying largely fine in northern Scotland. Sunny spells elsewhere with the risk of some showers. Warm with highs of 20 degrees. It's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Would you...
No.
You didn't do it.
Come on, you did it last time.
Yeah.
No.
You did it last time.
Don't want to.
Do it.
Don't want to.
Please.
Why?
Well, because it was good.
Yeah.
Last time you mentioned... You did a Peggy Mitchell / Barbara Windsor impression, and it wasn't...
In the news, yeah.
Terrible.
It wasn't terrible.
No. So, you know, let's... The Nation, right now, The Nation... is clamouring for naught but your impression of Peggy Mitchell ejecting someone from her hostelry.
I'm not in the mood.
Did you say that the other night on your date?
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
It wasn't a date.
It was a date.
It wasn't a date.
Two against one. That's democracy.
John, action. You're not involved in this.
I was hoping to be.
Oh, that's so creepy. So creepy.
Go on, do Peggy Mitchell.
No.
Say, get out of my date.
No. No.
Such a sports ball.
You're a sports ball.
Mm, good comeback. have you finished? I wasn't. Did you do the weather?
You're lying. You know I finished.
She did do the weather.
Okay, thanks, Victoria. That's Victoria.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artists unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. Yes, I'm talking to you. Good afternoon. Sincerely, you have a good afternoon. Some of your reactions are coming in. Cornelius, what have we got? What are people reacting to this big, big, big story that the Duracell rabbit and the Energizer bunny are having a fight over who owns rabbits. It's led to a huge branding issue with animals. And of course, text come in here saying, hi, John, I'm very much against the branding of cows. Cows, of course, traditionally branded, usually by cowboys.
Mm.
What have you got, Connors?
Yeah, well, Tom says, well, this is clearly just a classic example of a power struggle. Mm. And the text message from the Ali G film says, get some Baeterez.
This is just a bit of history here. Saying, John, I'm old enough to remember that before the invention of screens, you'd walk around London's Piccadilly Circus, and of course, these animals have long been used for advertising, as we know. Long before the invention of screens, John, I'm old enough to remember Piccadilly Circus. They used to hang rhinos up with adverts just painted on their hide. I particularly remember there was a black rhino with Coca-Cola written on it, opposite a white rhino with an advert for TDK cassettes hanging in Piccadilly Circus. A lot of people remember that, of course. You can see those photos of old London online, of course. John, remember this, cows used to advertise milk, didn't they? And then there was that court case where also the people behind udders wanted to use cows to advertise udders.
Mm.
But milk held the copyright, and as a result of that, sales of udders did fall in this country. So, and there's trials in Sweden as well, where, of course, they use elk to advertise saunas, don't they? And then the people responsible for dried herring wanted to use elk to advertise dried herring, but that turned out to be fairly confusing. If you've got a reaction to this, then we do want to hear from you, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
So, to the notion of the news. Now, the news will, of course, be happening at 2 o'clock. Traditionally, that's where the news goes, apart from the headlines at half past the hour, which you've just heard. I mean, I didn't hear it because I don't listen, but there was something went on with Victoria. Now, at 2 o'clock, there will be the main news bulletin. News, sport, weather, that kind of thing. However, the 2 o'clock bulletin will contain a made-up news lie, a fib, a fabrication, a fake, something utterly, utterly false. We'd like you to make that news story up. You only need a couple of lines to do so, and by which I mean write a couple of lines, not take an illegal high. And get it to us on 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a news lie.
And the reason we do it is to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. Those who may be out for lunch, get back, switch the radio back on at 2 o'clock. They hear the news, believe it because it's the news, but they don't know that we've made something up because we're only talking about it here. We don't mention it afterwards. What's been coming in for today's headline hijack, Cornelius?
This has come in from George, who says, the campaign group Mums Against Trolls has come under criticism after it has emerged that the group leader, Michelle Michaels, had herself been trolling internet trolls. Mrs. Michaels had sent messages including, you're so ugly, you look like an actual troll, and your dad is not proud that you do this, he told me in bed last night.
And speaking of things like trolls, this has come in from Scott. A stray griffin has washed up on the shores of Bournemouth. Environment campaigners are doing their very best to try to keep the mythical creature alive this afternoon. However, earlier on in the day, John Matthews from the Keep Griffins Alive campaign told Julia Hartley Brewer that survival was unlikely. More on that, of course, if you want to listen to Julia Hartley Brewer's podcast.
She doesn't have one.
You can't listen to that again, then.
You can listen again.
You listen again to that. That's John Matthews. Spoke to Julie Hartley Brewer earlier about the griffin that's washed up on the shores of Bournemouth. If you have a made-up news lie for us, then here comes the number again, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Let's mix it up. You do the thing.
Okay. Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a made-up news lie. Right. Lonely Lunch Club on the way. Will you enter the Tupperware Hall of Despair? If you are lunching alone, we do want to hear from you and induct you into that very hall. You can do that via email. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. We'll meet someone lunching alone and make them feel better about themselves next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles. No one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the Abominable Snowman. Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit and 3 years free servicing. Fact. Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
Oh, when I claim for PPI. When I claim for PPI. When I claim for PPI. It'll be with Stanton Fisher. When I claim for PPI.
Stanton! Time could be running out to get your PPI claim in, so you've got to be on the ball if you don't want to miss the deadline. Text RUSH to 800-11. That's RUSH to 800-11. Or visit stantonfisher.com and let our team get you a result while there's still time.
Stanton Fisher!
Churchy, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm a car and I'm scared of the road. It's embarrassing, okay, but I just can't leave the drive knowing there's over a million uninsured maniacs out there.
If you're hit by an uninsured driver, we'll repair your car and make sure you keep your no-claim discount.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks, Churchy. Woohoo! Let's hit the A3079.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Source Motor Insurers Bureau, comprehensive cover and non-fault claims only. Registration number, make and model of other vehicle required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Cornwall, the A30 in both directions, Redruth. One lane closed as barrier repairs are undertaken between the Scoria turnoff and the A3047. To Hampshire, the northbound side of the A34 in Winchester, partially blocked due to a broken down lorry just after the M3 at Junction 9 for the Winnell roundabout. And better news for the northbound side of the A1 in Cambridgeshire, it's finally reopened at Stamford following an accident, although queues remain back towards the A47 junction respectively. I'm Stephen Beach.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far out trip into the twilight zone of late night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Lee.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah, right, so it is that Talk Radio thing. Work experience punditry coming up today with new guy. Is that right?
Yeah, Roo.
Roo, who will be talking geeky gadgety crap on the radio very shortly. Now, before that, of course, we have to meet a lonely luncher. But before that. I don't know whether you, Cornelius, or not just you, actually, let me also ask you, if you're listening, have you seen any of the news today? Just have a quick think. Have you? Just have a quick look around yourself now. See if there's any news. Because this time of year, it's just when the news starts coming out, isn't it? You know, maybe you've been for a walk and you see it poking up through the soil. And it's, you know, it's beautiful. You get the right part of the countryside, you go for a walk in the woods, you know, it's beautiful, isn't it, to see the news. What about yourself? Have you seen it, you know?
Yeah. Well, I was at home last night in my room, and then...
Alone?
The news went out, so I just had to change the news.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it's just really dark all of a sudden.
Yeah.
So I had to do that.
The news is illuminating, that's the point.
So I had to go up to the lampshade and change the news.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, when I mean, it's quite complicated, isn't it?
Well, John, I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to illuminate. Let us cast light on the news through the medium of Japanese poetry, of course, because news is complicated. But if you simplify it down, what you end up with is the ancient art of Japanese poetry, of course. It's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. A clever way to explain news, really. It's the news in haikus.
Thank you.
Johnny Depp splitting. Up from his wife Amber Heard. Edward leave her hands.
The news in haikus. Theo Singer's just tweeted, hi Theo, saying, this is the best radio show I've ever heard. Really good. Just tuned in. Absolutely love it. Thanks, Theo. Maybe you'd like to be in our Lonely Lunch Club.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
And it works. Very much like this, for Theo and for those that may not know, it's where we send a message out, a beacon of hope to the lonelies what lunch. If you're lunching alone, for any reason, shunned by colleagues, revising, hermit, do let us know because we'll get you on the radio and have a little chit. And also, I will, for the same money, throw in a chat about whatever you like. Because if you were in a workplace or a social situation and you meet a stranger, then you'd probably have idle chit-chat. Holidays, weather, books you're reading, films you like. Whatever you like, the choice is yours. Enter the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Become inducted into it. Join the Lonely Lunch Club. On the phone, doing it today. Oh, by the way, a lonely lunch at talkradio.co.uk if you want to. And we'll get you on the list. On the telephone today is a person. Hello, a person?
Hello, yes, I'm a person.
Good, good news, good start. What is your name?
My name's Ed.
Ed. Hello, Ed. Good to...
Hello.
Hello. Where are you from, Ed?
I'm from Gloucester.
Gloucester, okay. What do you do in Gloucester, Ed?
I'm on benefits at the moment.
Are you?
I am, yeah.
Okay. And in the sense of, have you spent some of your benefits today on lunch, or have you made lunch?
No, I mean, I've spent it on lunch, really. I'm sat in what I thought was a rather nice park walkway,
yeah,
that I've actually been told 10 minutes ago is actually formerly the serial killer Fred West's old house. You familiar?
I am familiar. So yes, when they knock that down, this has taken a turn. When they knock that down, Ed,
yeah,
that they didn't build another property on it for all of the correct reasons, and turned it into a sort of peaceful garden.
No, I mean it's not. If you try and forget everything, really, if you look around at the scenery, most of it's quite nice. But the thing is, when you start considering everything in more detail, it gets you angry. The injustice of it all. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Well, yeah, for instance, I mean, Fred West, he was a very underrated, very competent builder, and if he saw the job that they did on these slabs, he'd be turning in his grave. Which is presumably what a lot of people did, you know, during the construction of this park.
Yes, thanks for that. Moving on, what are you having, what are you actually having for lunch?
I'm having a ham sandwich.
A ham sandwich, good.
Yeah, well,
good.
I mean, normally...
You bought a ham sandwich, have you? Did you say you bought this sandwich?
I bought it, yeah, from the shop across the road.
Why did you choose to go for ham as opposed to, you know, because if I'm making a sandwich, I will often make a simple ham. But if I'm going to buy food, Ed, I would probably choose something more exotic. And I just wonder why you've gone for a simple ham.
Oh, I see. I can't deal with that sort of excitement, you see.
Yes.
And I just need to sort of keep my life on a base level.
Yes, I suppose.
No, it's
so.
Because it was, genuinely, it was the only one that was left. So I agree with you.
Yeah.
I would actually be going for something more exotic. It's like when you go out to lunch, you want to buy something that you wouldn't perhaps be able to make at home, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Make the most of it.
Exactly. If you've got a menu in front of you, this is working now, we're bantering. If you've got a menu in front of you and you can't decide, always go, what wouldn't I make at home? That's right, isn't it? That's what you did. That's your decision maker right there.
That's right, but it was taken out of my hands because the shop, that you know, they're stock, they're not in control of it as well as I'd have hoped.
Yes, and that is a terrible shame. Listen, we're allowed to talk about whatever you like, so I wonder if, bearing in mind that we're now your, you know, colleagues and friends, I like to think we've made friends.
I feel that way, yeah.
Yes. You know, what are you up to for the rest of the day? Let's start there, because that's always a good area for talking, isn't it?
Okay, for the rest of the day, I'm going to go around and visit my parents, because I haven't spoken to them for quite a while. That's the truth, but it's not terribly exciting to say.
Well, yes, but it is in a way, because there's probably... Why haven't you spoken to see them for quite a while, Ed? I mean,
I've been a bit down because I don't mean to, you know, take a turn for the worse here, but I've been a bit down because my wife left me, you see.
Yes. Okay, and under what... So is this because of your quite dull sandwich attitude, would you say?
That isn't what came out during the, during the argument, but I think maybe now that I think of it, perhaps her facial expression did say something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's an underlying, it's possibly an underlying cause.
It is, it's because, well, I mean, normally, if I wasn't lunching here, I'd be lunching across the road with her at this time of day at the Italian restaurant. We used to go there because she liked the Italian meat over there, or as she called him, Gino, and that's what led to the, that was the beginning of the end.
Well, yeah, yes, well, that's the problem. I mean, you know, so, look, Gino is the exotic meatballs to your quite dull ham.
Metaphorically speaking, yeah.
Not I even mean, that, no, literally speaking. I mean, you know, if you are going to introduce meaty love play... Right, then I think, you know, anyone's wife, Ed, is going to prefer the consistency and shape of a of mince in a sphere rather than a sort of flat, sort of limp pink bit of pig, wouldn't you say?
Is this supposed to be making me feel better or worse?
Well, again, you know, I'm just playing devil's advocate, really. How long have you been a... Let's start again. We got off on the wrong foot. How long is it since she viciously chucked you?
Well, in days or in seconds?
Well, both.
By 30 days.
30 days. And how many seconds would you say? What time of day was it when it happened?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask for seconds. That's always the dread, isn't it?
It is the dread, yes, you're right. But I have now, so you're going to have to answer it.
No, it's been for over a month now. It's weird, really. It's sort of, in a way... I sort of became more isolated rather than going to other people.
Yeah.
I became more isolated. You'd think you'd sort of want to find comfort in, other, you know, lots of other company, but turn me the other way, you see.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's part of the problem. I mean, no one knows, whenever something tragic does happen like that with a relationship breakup over meat, you don't know which way it's going to go, Ed, do you? I mean, that's the problem. And if only you'd had the foresight to sort of, I don't know, woo her with a pepperami, anything.
I've tried everything, really, over the years. Wasn't so much the meat that was the problem. It was just sort of the way that it ended that was the kick in the teeth, really.
Yes. What, she kicked you in the teeth?
No, I would have preferred that. It was, well, I mean, I was in the restaurant, we had a nice meal. That was the thing was, it was a really nice meal, and he was sort of serving us and everything.
Yeah, Gina.
And I wanted to give a good tip, you know, because I didn't know anything at the time. I was, like, fumbling around in my pocket, and I said, you know, I've got a £5 tip in here somewhere, and he said, "Well, I've got a £10 tip in my trousers," and that was the beginning of the end.
Yes, I can see why it would be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we've done relationship advice. Anything you want to chit and chat about on top of that?
I think relationship advice and ham sandwiches. We've covered a lot of what I wanted to do.
I suppose we've more or less covered all the spectrums of your life, haven't we? So that's. That's fair enough. Well, listen, you enjoy the rest of your time on the remains of Fred West's house with your ham sandwich.
Right.
And it's been a pleasure talking to you, Ed. And I hope we have improved your lunch in some way, made your lunchtime a little less lonely, a little fewer lonely.
It certainly has been that.
Good, I'm glad. And that's the point of Lonely Lunch Club. And if you'd like to be in it, then simply get in touch. You can via email lonelylunch@talk. Why would you put a restaurant opposite Fred West? That's not a view, is it? That's not a view. You don't want that. I mean, that's an awkward thing to... Anyway.
I'll have a window seat, please.
Just no. Anyway, waiter comes over. Rosemary. No, not really. Not on my lamb. No. Yeah. Okay, so if you'd like to be in the Lonely Lunch Club, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Now, it's coming up to 2 o'clock, so we must find a winner for today's headline hijack, which is where we put a made-up news story into the news. Oh, you want to do that, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, fine. All right, again. Before we do any headline hijack, all right, fine. Okay. Cornelius has rightly reminded me, he's remound me, that we need to set up today's texter as well. So we've got time, we've got a bit of time, so okay, fine. We'll find a headline hijack winner in a minute, all right, that's not a problem at all, and we'll do today's texter, which is very simple, because earlier on in the office, people were talking about the Chelsea Flower Show, which is on, of course, and whether or not... anyone was going. Of course not. And we realised we didn't really know much about the Chelsea Flower Show. So we thought today's texter, let's help people out who don't know about the Chelsea Flower Show. Facts about the Chelsea Flower Show. Very simple.
Sort of a fact attack, you might call it.
I would do it if I had no imagination. So facts about the Chelsea Flower Show, please. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a fact about the Chelsea Flower Show.
The Chelsea Flower Show originally began as an event that was held to help oppress those who suffer from hay fever. In the olden days, people who had allergic reactions to pollen were severely persecuted. They used to take, of course, the people with hay fever. Mm. And quite literally, it's where we get the phrase, rub their nose in it from. Because yeah. They used to take people with hay fever and they let them pick a flower. I mean, you could, you know, a marigold, a chrysanthemum. A daffodil, you know, lots of different flowers, and they used to just literally rub their noses in it as a means of torture, and that's where we get the phrase "rub your noses in it" from. Cornelius, fact, please.
Fact about
fact
the Chelsea Flower Show.
Fact me quite hard.
It's ancient tradition for there to be a leader of the flower show who leads the opening ceremony. Another ancient tradition of the opening ceremony is for the leader's father to turn up and deliver the traditional dad joke. So this happens every year.
Yep.
The joke consists of the dad turning up in a Chelsea football shirt, holding a bag of self-raising flour and going, "Shall we begin then?"
If you've got a fact about the Chelsea flower show, then do let us know, because that's how we're going to help out this afternoon. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Okay.
Start your message with the word talk.
Who's one headline hijack? Who's got a made-up news story into the news, which is coming next, that will come out of Victoria's mouth and sound like it is true, but won't be able to be a fake?
Congratulations, Katie.
Katie. Where's Katie from? Doesn't matter.
Huddersfield.
Katie's in Huddersfield. Congratulations, Katie in Huddersfield. Your made-up news story will be coming out of Victoria's mouth next. You're listening to Talk Radio. There will be work experience punditry. It's new Roo today, reviewing or previewing gadgets and geeky crap. There's also the High Priest Vexen Le Crowley will be here with his thought for the day for Satanists later on. And everybody's least favourite radio quiz, Paul Rossmaster. Today's edition, this afternoon, just after 3:30. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with C. Castle. The 100th time. Castle. We're in France. It's Chateau, actually.
Mom! Don't let a breakdown get in the way of your holiday. Green Flags Euro Plus includes 5-star UK cover and cover in Europe with up to 40% off phone prices when you buy online. Green Flag, no matter what.
Cars under 16 years old, 5-star de facto rating on Recovery Plus, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trades quality building products. In May, get a real deal on a 6x3-foot sheet of half-inch standard plasterboard for only £3.09 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at SelcoBW.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond-cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Tradesmen, with Direct Line you can get public liability insurance from just £55. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers paid this or less August 15 to January 16, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Yeah, it is. 2 o'clock as well on a Thursday. I'm John Holmes. Hello. Look, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, net migration is up. Doctor strike messages have been leaked. And F1 bosses are being sued over Jules Bianchi's death.
Talk Radio.
A European political expert has told Talk Radio other countries could use a Brexit to leave the EU as well. Nations like Poland and Hungary are feared to be looking for an excuse. Stephanie Bolzen from German newspaper Die Welt says senior politicians are trying to stop that from happening.
People like Jean-Claude Juncker, the president of the European Commission, have been quite outspoken, saying the UK will have a tough time. It will be a dirty divorce. And this is addressed to other countries to say this is not going to be a precedent.
It comes on the day net migration to the UK has reached its second highest level on record. Last year, 330,000 more people came to Britain than left. Messages have been leaked showing the doctors' union deliberately tried to draw out a dispute with the government over new contracts for junior medics in England. After a number of strikes, an agreement was eventually reached last week, although this still needs to go to a ballot. Sky's health correspondent Thomas Moore believes the information released to the Health Service Journal may prove damaging.
Publicly, the BMA said that this dispute was about safety, not about pay. But privately, they were saying weekend pay was the only real red line. Publicly, they were saying they wanted to negotiate. Privately, they were saying they had nothing to talk about.
Protesters have been tightening their grip on France's fuel supplies as part of a national day of action over changes to employment laws. Petrol stations are running dry, tankers aren't being allowed to dock, and activists are blockading oil refineries. Francis Dussault is from the body which represents the French oil industry.
Despite everything, we have the problem of consumption because people who watch television or who listen to the radio are panicking, so they want to top up their fuel tanks. So we have the demand for fuel which is 3 or 5 times higher than normal.
The government is trying to remove a major stumbling block for potential buyers of Tata Steel's UK assets. It started discussions on overhauling the pension scheme and reducing costs. The family of Formula One driver Jules Bianchi, who died last year, is taking legal action against the sport's world-governing body, the FIA, his team, as well as F1 management. He died 9 months after crashing into a recovery vehicle at the Japanese Grand Prix. In a statement, Bianchi's family has asked the three parties to accept errors were made in the planning, timing, organisation and the conduct of the race. And Johnny Depp's wife, Amber Heard, has filed for divorce. The couple have only been married for 15 months, but the actress is citing irreconcilable differences. Court papers state they separated on Sunday.
Irreconcilable. What differences were they again?
You heard.
Amber heard.
She heard them too.
Okay.
Talk Radio, national weather.
I like the way you said "devent" as well, didn't
you? Said what? Sorry.
The German newspaper.
Ah. Oh. Are you being sarcastic?
No. Do it again.
Die Welt.
Yep.
The weather staying largely fine in northern Scotland. Sunny spells elsewhere with the risk of some showers. Feeling warm today with highs of 20 degrees.
Oh, you know. It's 3 minutes. And Ben's got the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Ben. The most sought-after free agent in the world has dropped his strongest hint yet that he could be on his way to Manchester United. Zlatan Ibrahimovic has been closely linked with a move to Old Trafford, especially given the news that Jose Mourinho will shortly be unveiled as manager. Yeah. The pair worked together once before in Italy. Could they do so again?
I had a fantastic time with him when I was working with him. So yep. When I left Inter with him, I said we had a short time together. But I had a great time, and if we will work again, I don't know. Let's see how things plays out. I don't give guarantees. I said there is concrete offers from Premier League, so let's see what happens.
Former England manager Glenn Hoddle reckons teenager Marcus Rashford could be Roy Hodgson's wild card for Euro 2016. The uncapped Manchester United striker should make his senior international debut tomorrow against Australia, and Southampton have released 3 players, including long-serving goalkeeper Kelvin Davis and Gaston Ramirez. Finally, England Test cricket captain Alistair Cook has confirmed Chris Wokes will replace injured Ben Stokes in the side. The second test with Sri Lanka gets underway tomorrow at Chesterley Street. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
And finally, following violence at a Donald Trump rally in Albuquerque, the US presidential candidate has said that if he becomes president, he will build a separate wall around the whole state of New Mexico to keep residents out of the rest of the country. Trump also hinted that he may use New Mexico to house any Muslims who want to move to the United States.
Thank you, Victoria. And that was the news with Victoria and Ben with the sport.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. Hello, I am John Holmes. And still to come on the programme today, we are giving away some petrol. You may well have seen the headlines today. Strikes in France mean there could be half-term chaos for driving holidaymakers. So to help out, we're giving you the chance to win some petrol on the programme. Now, if you're off to France and you'd like some, all you have to do is text the word petrol to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And start your car with the word petrol. We'll text you some petrol straight back. Do be sure to specify what kind of petrol you would like. Would you like unleaded or would you like diesel? Do specify that when texting. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And if you have chosen the petrol, you can start your car with petrol.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
It's time for work experience punditry. Which works very much like this. Of course, you've heard the radio before. This isn't the first time you've heard the radio, is it? And you've probably seen the television with your human eyes. You may have even glanced at a newspaper. One thing that unites them all is that they fill airtime and pages by dragging in pundits, commentators, critics, sometimes crickets if they're cricket pundits. But they fill all this stuff up with people to review things, to preview things, to chat about stuff. We're no different, except that we are road testing the next generation of all of those things, with the exception of crickets. And it's work experience, so it means we don't have to pay them. That's the important point. And there's a new one today. He is called Rue.
It's Rue, yes.
Why?
Well, short for Andrew. Although the spelling is R-double-O, it makes no sense. But it's just happened since school. It's stuck.
I sort of like that you're the kind of guy
who
hasn't gone with the easy route. Andy. No, not for me.
No, because then you're Andy Pandy and all the rest.
Yeah, Handy Andy.
And it couldn't be Drew, because Drew, he was a character on Neighbours who died by falling off a pony, didn't he?
I bow to your knowledge again. Chloe has just said in my ear, yes, that's true.
Ah, yes.
Gives you some idea of Chloe's life.
But he did also survive a barrel roll in a truck before he died.
Right.
Off the pony.
Good.
Which I thought was, they should have been the other way around.
Knowledge.
Really,
there's also Drew Barrymore, of course, who is a girl. So I could see why that would be confusing.
I'm confused.
Good.
Right now.
So you're telling me you've not heard of Drew Barrymore, but you've heard of Drew out of Neighbours.
I'm afraid that's true. Yes. Well, no, I've heard of the name Drew Barrymore, but I can't have, there's no picture in my head of Drew Barrymore.
Right, she was the little girl in E.T.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well,
I mean, she's changed
very, yeah,
since. Yeah. But for me, that was her best role.
Okay.
Right, okay, Rue.
Yes.
You're reviewing gadgets and geeky stuff.
Oh, well, yes, I'm talking about gadgetry and
Fine.
Geekery generally.
What have you brought to this particular party?
Well, are you a tweeter?
I have been known to tweet, certainly, yes.
Have you ever wished your tweet were longer?
Well, I haven't, but many probably have when they've been disappointed by the size of my tweet.
Ah, well, now you don't have that to worry about.
Excellent news.
Because CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey,
yes,
says that in order to encourage more conversation, they're going to get rid of links and usernames taking up the 140 characters of your tweet. That wasn't the easiest way to say that. But
it still made sense. It
hopefully did, yeah. Well, that's the problem. If you're letting people write more in a tweet, it's going to be less concise. There's going to be more waffle. I'm not sure it's a good idea.
Fewer.
What was that? I just finished an English degree.
Ignore it.
But what is interesting about Twitter, I think, actually, I'm a bit annoyed that they're allowing us to write more. Right. So is there a character limit, a new character limit, or can you just write whatever you like?
Well, no.
Or they've just taken out that. It's still 140.
Yes.
But they've taken those out of the equation. See, I often think that actually Twitter enables you to be a more concise writer and your own sub-editor. So I didn't really ever have a problem with it being that, with the links, because it just encouraged you to be a bit more creative, didn't it?
Well, it's always quite satisfying when you get something down into 140 characters that was way over in the first place.
I'm not pleased with myself unless I count the full stop at the end as one of the characters.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. I don't want to leave it open.
You need proper punctuation.
Of course you do.
None of this MSN days abbreviation.
Oh, no. People put tomorrow. No.
Unacceptable.
Properly. Exactly. So when is this already come into force?
They're going to introduce each sort of new rule at a time.
Yeah.
Which is, again, that might lead to confusion. It's a bit like changing the rules of Monopoly halfway through. You know, everybody's very much used to it. I think you need a clean cut, let it all kick in one go.
The one rule of Monopoly is don't play it. It's boring rubbish.
Well, yeah.
You know, quite. Are you a board game kind of...
I'm bored when I'm playing Monopoly.
Not, yeah, I suppose games. It's a sort of gadgety chap. Yeah. Board games are so pre-9/11, aren't they?
But then the iPad version of Monopoly is also not that satisfying. In fact, it's less satisfying because you haven't even got the pleasure of pretending that the little dog is actually walking.
Didn't they introduce a load of new, more modern playing pieces?
So now it's all credit cards and things, which is... Nah.
Well, it wasn't that. It used to be a dog and a boot and a ship.
Oh.
But I'm sure not long ago they brought in more, a mobile phone, a happy slap, and a hoodie or something. That modern, is that modern? Probably. An emoji to use on the board. And that kind of, you know, come on.
Well, now they're going to have to make the little Twitter bird a little bigger, aren't they?
What?
Because the tweets are bigger. Sorry, that was awful.
Oh, sorry. Okay, fine.
You'll also be able to retweet yourself in case you ever wanted to do that.
Can't you do that anyway?
No, apparently not. Like, see, that's it. I've never actually looked into it.
No,
I don't know why you'd want to.
No, that's a bit egotistical, isn't it?
It's already egotistical enough without that.
Yeah, the people doing that would be like Piers Morgan and Alan Sugar or something. Constantly. Oh, look what clever thing I said. Not really. Anyway, okay, interesting. What next?
Oh, well, okay. Have you been abroad lately?
No. I'm going abroad. Well, what's your definition of lately?
Where are you going?
I'm going to Spain.
Ah, okay. So can you speak Spanish?
After that, I'm going to Papua New Guinea.
I just
came back from India.
What do they speak in
Papua New Guinea? I'm like a show-off.
Guinea pig.
They squeak. They squeak like guinea pigs. It's where guinea pigs come from.
Well, if you fancy swinging by the US first and pushing your holiday to Spain back until after September,
yes,
you'll be able to pick up something called The Pilot by Waverly Labs, which you stick in your ear and it translates any language into any other language in real time.
So
you can speak and have a conversation without knowing the language at all.
So it's basically the Babel fish from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
It is indeed. We're now living in a science fiction movie.
Because when I read The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy as a child, by Douglas Adams, of course, and the Babel fish...
You could
fish,
read it as an adult. There's nothing wrong with that.
You could, but you should have read it earlier.
Yes, that's true.
Because as soon as you can read, you should read that. But the Babel fish was a magical thing. You're absolutely right. It was a live fish that you put in your ear, and it translated any language from around the galaxy. And now they've made one.
Yeah, although it's not a fish. It's not a living being.
No.
Excreting those words into your mind, I think was the phrase, wasn't it?
I think it was, yeah. Well, how does it work, then?
Well, this is the thing. It's like Siri in your ear, and I think it only translates literally. So the words you say, it gives a literal translation of that. So context and humour, I think, are out the window.
Yeah.
They'll probably come as an update later on.
But does it make us... doesn't that make us... We're British. We can't be asked to learn languages anyway.
Yeah, so
we'd rather just shout at foreigners. But does this... Yeah, this makes us... completely lazy now, doesn't it? Does this just not get rid of language teachers?
Probably,
I mean, are we
yeah.
going to see strikes by unemployed language teachers?
Maybe. It might get rid of language altogether. It might come to the point where we're just translating grunts and moans at each other.
Well, I can think of scenarios where that would be useful. Cornelius can't, obviously. That's,
no, I don't know what you're on about.
No. So, all right, so how big, I mean, does it...
It's small enough to go in your ear.
It goes in your ear.
Yeah. But then I think it must be Bluetooth or something. Because what does it connect to? Where's its database? Has it got all this stored within it? I mean, apparently it's French, Spanish, Italian and English.
I've got one of those things which I still can't work out how it works. And you might be able to help me with this.
Go on.
I've got an app called Word Lens.
Word Lens?
Yeah, are you aware of this?
No.
Oh,
is that where you hold it over foreign text
yes,
and it translates? Yeah,
that is amazing.
It's incredible.
So, are you aware of this?
I've never heard of it.
Sorry, what you do is, it's called Word Lens. It's one of those brilliant things. So, if you are abroad, for menus, signposts, whatever it is, you literally point your camera at it and it translates it into your language. But here's what I get that a bit. What I don't understand is, it keeps the font.
Yes, that is one of the most impressive, like, the colours and everything, it's stylized.
It's like a mind meld. I don't understand that, so this is going to freak me out even more. I don't understand how it works.
I can't imagine it's perfect, though.
Can it do handwriting?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I don't know. I'm not trying the handwriting, I've only used it.
Okay. Then.
Well, let's try it. Hang on.
You got it now?
Yeah, I got it on my phone, isn't it?
I'd be intrigued.
This is going to be exciting radio, isn't it?
See what it does if you just do a scribble or something.
Word Lens, all right.
Right, I've just written a German sentence down on this piece of paper.
Yeah, but your handwriting's terrible.
What does that say? I guess
German
we'll find
to
out.
English. Yeah, German to English, here we go. Right, align text, left to right. Okay, hang on.
This is what radio is made
for. Yeah, it's very exciting. I'm gonna say it doesn't work with handwriting.
Oh, no.
Because it doesn't seem to work.
Well, could you translate English into something else?
Not with handwriting, it turns out.
Because the Talk Radio logo would be a good one to stick on your Twitter in another language.
It's not going to work with...
It might do.
All right, hang on. This really is good, isn't it? okay, Talk Radio in...
No.
No, it doesn't work either.
No.
This app's rubbish. It's the worst thing I've ever had in my life.
Well, if the
I'm going to make this work over the break. I'm going to make this work.
Excellent.
If the pilot's anything like that, then I don't think I'll be investing $129.
That's cheap.
That's very reasonable.
That's considering, reasonable. Like, you could use that in, like, international business as a tool.
Yeah, that's true.
That's very cheap.
Yeah. And cheap is also another noise a bird makes, apart from Twitter. So very much we've linked
this.
Oh, lovely. Full circle.
Very, very, very smoothly. More of this with... Rue. shortly on Talk Radio. I am gonna get this to work. I'm gonna get it.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Time is pretty precious when you're Ryan Reynolds. I drink all my meals. And I only have friends with really short names. Hey, Jay.
What's up?
That's why I've got BT Infinity. It now offers speeds of up to 52 megabits per second. The fastest standard fiber speeds. I also don't have time for underwear. I'm going commando right now.
BT Infinity. Fast just got faster. Visit bt.com/infinity to find out more.
83% UK coverage, £49 activation and £7.95 hub delivery. Comparison versus standard entry-level fiber products of major broadband providers. Up to speeds depending on time of day, line and location.
So, Clive, what do you think of these new flavours from Burton's Fish and Chips?
Well, Ian, they've been fantastic. They've got a strong lineup with salt and vinegar, pickled onion and curry sauce flavours. But the question is, who'll complete the squad? Yes, Ian, red sauce is full of flavour and strong in the crunch, but brown sauce has plenty of bite and a big, bold taste. You decide which one of these great new flavours will make the final squad on July the 1st. Burton's Fish and Chips kicks hunger into the back of the net.
I'm going to be supporting Armed Forces Day because I see the work our boys and girls are doing around the world and I really want to show my support.
I'll be supporting Armed Forces Day because I'm proud of what my granddad did in the war.
I'm supporting Armed Forces Day because it protects our way of life and I want them to be there to look after my grandchildren.
Armed Forces Day is Saturday the 25th of June.
There are events going on all over the country. Take part and show your support for our armed forces, past and present. Find out more at armedforcesday.org.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, let's start off in Cheshire, shall we? The northbound side of the M6, one lane closed due to a breakdown between 17 at Sandbach and 18 for the A54 at Holmes Chapel. Inside lane of the three's closed there. In Shropshire, the A49 completely blocked both ways at Stokesay. That's just south of Craven Arms due to an accident. Recovery work has now commenced. Police directing traffic. And finally, the eastbound side of the A249 through Maidstone in Kent remains blocked due to an accident not too far away from the Chiltern Hundreds roundabout. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The good news is I have managed to make it work now and just translated Julia Hartley Brewer's running order into Spanish. And who amongst us has not wanted to do that? It's not even a euphemism.
It'd be the worst euphemism ever.
Yeah. Well, Julia, last night I translated Julia Hartley Brewer's running order into Spanish. Anyway, Rooster with us. He's got some more gadgety stuff. Before that, though, hold your fire, horses. Because I don't know whether you've seen any news, Cornelius. Have you seen any
news?
Have you seen any news?
John.
It's a simple yes or no.
Yes.
Good. It's complicated, isn't it?
Oh, John, I can't get my head around
it. Well, allow us to help, because we know the news is complicated, and we are here to help you. Because if you break news down to its component parts, what you end up with... You opening a can of Coke?
Yeah.
Okay. What you end up with is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Legal highs now upon us. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
The news in haikus. Then it's Thursday afternoon. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, and Rue.
Hello.
Is with us. Andrew, but no, Rue. Is with us.
You can call me Andrew if you like.
I will call you my friend. Whatever you want me to call you.
It's a strange name.
Interesting. I mean, it's like this is Cornelius, right?
Hiya.
Who insists that Con is short for Cornelius.
It would be Corn, wouldn't it?
Thank you.
No,
Cornelius.
Yeah. No.
Exactly that. Whereas yours would be Andy.
Yeah.
But Rue is fine. Rue is a baby kangaroo, isn't it?
Yes. You're not the first to have said that.
Well, that's because that's a known fact. So, well, you're reviewing geeky, gadgety crap. We've already done the translation tool. I think it's amazing, the thing you put in your ear.
Yes.
Will translate. It is Douglas. Douglas Adams was still with us. He would be very proud of this moment. But he invented that. What else have you got? It can't live up to that.
Well, it might do.
Go on.
If you're spending too much on translators, you might want a Pavlok wristband, which gives you an electric shock if you're spending over your budget. Linked to your bank account. So, yeah, if you go over your budget, it'll give you a, what is it, how many volts are we looking at? 255-volt shock.
Yes.
Which is designed more for discomfort than agony.
Yeah. It's not the volts that get you, though. It's the amps, isn't it? The electricity, geeky electricity fact there.
That would be more embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah.
If it was just a very loud noise.
Not then that it kind of amp. But no, is it... it's like one of these Fitbit things. Is it you wear on your wrist?
Yes.
Is it?
And, yes.
And then...
But you wouldn't want to get them mixed up.
That's how wristbands work. Yeah, John.
Thanks. I'm not very good on tech stuff. How does it connect to your bank account? How does it know how much you're spending then? Is it like a contactless thing that you pay with?
Yeah, well, the wristband connects to your phone, and then your phone is obviously connected to your bank account. So
this is the worst children's rhyme I've ever heard. I mean, I remember one about the knee bone connected to the thigh bone, but this is stupid.
Well, when you're edging ever closer to your budget, it will send you a notification.
Yeah.
So that you've got your warning. And if you go ahead and keep spending, it's your own fault, basically.
Yeah. And does it give you... Does it then electrocute you every time you...
That's an interesting one, actually.
Up the ante every single time.
Yeah. Well, it'd have to, wouldn't it? Otherwise, it's pointless.
Yeah.
If you're just ignoring it.
But what
perhaps
sort of...
you could wear it for the thrill, couldn't you, almost? Set your budget very low.
There are people, let's be honest, right? And now, you know, I'm aware that this is a family show, but let's be honest, right? If you are... how can we put this? If you are in Congress... with a prosy, right, then...
I'm sure they
right,
and other ways around
and,
that one.
And your thing... I don't mean your thing, I mean your bag that you're into is pain, right?
I thought you were calling the prosy a bag.
No, I would never do that. One thing is, you could wear it round your gentleman's downstairs, couldn't you?
Yes.
And then, you know, keep paying for extras.
Depending
and
on
then...
the cost.
As you went over your budget, you could you'd get electrocuted, but you'd like that, wouldn't you? Because that's what you're there for. And thus you'd have the pain, and now ass prod Cass is looking at me through the glass and wants to say something.
Move on.
I think that that would sort of defeat the purpose of the band, which is to promote self-discipline.
Well, yes. I guess it does.
My dad's got one for snoring.
What?
Prostitute. Is he got a sort of snoring fetish? And he's like, "Well, I love snoring, but my wife, she doesn't understand how to snore. So she doesn't snore, and I really like snoring. Snoring's what does it for me. And my wife doesn't snore, so I have to go to a prostitute and sleep with her. Literally sleep to hear her snoring because."
No.
That's not it.
No, that's not it.
Okay,
he wears a wristband.
Yes.
That is connected to something in his head, I think.
The thigh bone.
Which electrocutes him if he snores, only very gently, so that while he's still sleeping, he's brought out of his snore.
Right, and just sort of turns over.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I was going to say tosses and turns, but it would be inappropriate.
Yeah, it doesn't deduct any money from his bank account.
Although, that's another incentive, isn't it? Every time you snore. Because your cough's getting quite annoying on air now.
Yeah,
Tom.
It is.
Right? So every time you cough, we can taser you, we take some money away.
I haven't heard you cough.
is that a request? Go on, give us a go.
You should get one of those bands. Stop you coughing.
I have a question. How much do these bands cost?
That is a bit of information I neglected to find.
Well, just have a guess.
On the interwebs. Well, I wouldn't pay more for more than the translator.
No.
Sure, it's not worth more than all the languages in
but
the
also,
world.
But you know, if you did go to buy one, and then you bought one, and then...
And it's expensive.
It's expensive.
You'll shock you straight away.
As soon as you put it on, I mean, you're kind of in a vicious circle of...
They're only about $32.
Oh,
all
right.
Okay, fair enough.
Too bad.
Just Googled it. All right, fine. Well, look, thanks for that.
Pleasure.
Well, I'm afraid we're out of time.
Thank you for having me in.
You're welcome. Would you want to come back and, you know, do that again?
I wouldn't say no.
We might. That's Rue. We've learned a lot about a man, haven't we?
Yeah.
His dad's penchant for prostitutes with breathing problems. It's just who knew? Rue, thank you very much. That was gadgety, geeky stuff. Work experience punditry today. They're still to come on the programme, of course. Today's edition of Paul Rossmaster, nobody's favourite quiz, where today... Who's playing today?
It's Max Rushton from TalkSport and the Sky Sports.
Television.
Yeah.
The sports man will be having his knowledge well and truly tested of Paul Ross later on in the programme. Also, the High Priest Vexander Crowley will be here with his thought for the day for Satanists. And, of course, you've got the big debate at 3 o'clock. It's just coming up to 3:30, and Victoria, hell, has she got news for us.
Talk Radio.
The British Medical Association has been accused of deliberately drawing out negotiations with the government in their dispute over junior doctors' contracts in England. Thousands of WhatsApp messages which have been leaked, revealing that publicly doctors' leaders said safety was the issue, but privately weekend pay was the focus. Sky's health correspondent Thomas Moore says it might change how the BMA is seen.
Perhaps the BMA wasn't quite as saintly as they were widely perceived to be. I think the general public thought that they did take the moral high ground through this protracted dispute, but these WhatsApp messages that have been leaked to the Health Service Journal, 1,000 pages of them, suggest that, in fact, behind the scenes, the British Medical Association was prepared to fight dirty.
Around 80 migrants are feared drowned after a boat capsized in the Mediterranean. The Italian Coast Guard says 24 others have been rescued. There's been a rise in net migration to the UK to the second highest level on record. 4 weeks before the European referendum, official figures estimate 333,000 more people came here than left last year, with EU citizens accounting for more than half. Protesters are tightening their grip on France's fuel supplies with the National Day of Action, aiming to cripple the country today. Fuel is running dry. The French government has been forced to dip into oil reserves, and demonstrators are marching through Paris. It's over reforms to the country's employment laws. There are attempts to remove a major stumbling block for potential buyers of Tata Steel's UK assets. The government has started discussions on overhauling the pension scheme and reducing costs. And Russian President Vladimir Putin says he won't meet Sir Elton John when the performer visits Moscow. The Kremlin claims their schedules don't match up, but a meeting at a later date hasn't been ruled out. Mr. Putin had previously said he'd meet Sir Elton to discuss his concerns about gay rights in Russia. The weather's staying largely fine in Northern Scotland, sunny spells elsewhere with a risk of some showers. Warm with highs of 20 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria. Thanks, though.
It's all right, John.
Great. Okay, so there will be work experience punditry, diversity paper review also on the way. Samir is coming in to do that. And we do find out on the streets what the people think. And Aspodcast has been sent to a meeting with the bosses. She goes to the meeting with the bosses. It is her task, if you're a regular listener, you'll know this, to get a phrase of what we like to call corporate guff speak into that meeting. Some utter management git gobbledygook into a meeting with one of our bosses and record it on her phone. Hear the results shortly on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just very quickly, some of your reactions that are coming in. Of course, you know that you can react. If you do have a reaction of any sort, then do let us know. We want to know your reactions. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What's coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John. I've got a tenner on Brucey to go this year, has come in from Inappropriate. And comic observation I made the other day says, only people over the age of 40 turn off computers and tablets.
Thanks very much. Those are some of your reactions that are coming in. Keep them coming in. Meanwhile, maybe you don't have a reaction. Maybe you think, are you a people? Do you have a think? Well, there are people, and they do think. And it's our job to find out what the people think. And we go out on the streets on a daily basis to find out. We've got a team of reporters and journalists that go out on the streets to find out what the people think. Today, do the people think melons or hair?
Melons.
Melons.
Hair.
Melons.
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 Hair.
Melons.
Melons.
Hair.
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 Melons.
Hair.
Melons.
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 Hair.
Melons.
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 Hair.
Hair.
Melons.
Hair.
Melons.
Hair.
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 Melons.
Hair.
Melons.
Hair.
Melons.
Hair.
Hair.
Melons.
Hair.
Melons.
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 Hair.
Melons.
Melons.
Hair.
Melons.
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 Hair.
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 Melons.
Melons.
Hair.
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 Melons.
Hair.
Melons.
Melons.
Hair.
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 Melons.
Yeah, do you think melons or hair? If we'll do the Chelsea Flower Show thing in a minute. Melons or hair? Melons or hair? That's what the people think today. But what do you think? That's the point, isn't it? What do you think? Do you think melons? What do you think? Hair. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word melons or the word hair.
With today's fact thing, do you know it's the Chelsea Flower Show? Are you aware that it's the Chelsea Flower Show? Are you aware of what the Chelsea Flower Show is? Are you aware of the history of the Chelsea Flower Show? Allow us to help this afternoon. As you know, we like to bring you facts on this programme. Today it's Chelsea Flower Show facts. Joining by all means, share with the nation. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with Chelsea Flower Show facts.
Right, so what have you got there?
Nev says that every year there is a kids section of the flower show. This is where parents spend many weeks preparing carefully neat flower beds for children to kick footballs into and ruin.
Thank you for that very much on the old social media there. This one is from Sally. The names of flowers are often used as insults, such as pansies, bellflower, and daffodildo. Excellent. You've got a fact to send in about the Chelsea Flower Show, then you can 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with the word daffodildo.
Now it's worth going to Ask Broadcast, who is through the glass. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. The producer of the show and as such responsible for its entire output. Hi, Cass.
I'm fuming behind the glass right now. Idiot.
Fumigating, given the smell in there, because you eat raw eggs.
Yeah, raw eggs. Not hard-boiled eggs, because raw eggs don't smell, do they?
Cass, now, it's time for Corporate Guff Speak, and yes. This is where, of course, you've been sent to a meeting.
Yeah. Well, summoned.
That's the word I was looking for, yes. From our bosses.
Mm-hmm.
On a daily basis.
It is now.
Yeah. And what you have to do, you're tasked with, as regular listeners will know, is you have to get an annoying bit of management corporate guff speak mm-hmm. into that meeting and just record it on your phone surreptitiously. Now, previous ones have included things like, what, the idea balloon
inflate the idea balloon and cut the string of responsibility.
Yeah.
I only do this I don't do this because I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I do it because you promise to not do horrible things. It's a quid pro quo.
Harvest the grain of order and bail up the show's productivity. That's one that came in from somebody.
Yes.
That came in from Ian. Another one that came in was spread the filling. This is from Sarah. Get Cass to say that she's spreading the filling to the edges of the talent loaf without spilling it over the sides of productivity.
Yeah, they're all very inventive, aren't they?
Yes. If you've got one to make Cass say...
Please don't.
8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
The stupider the better, obviously.
No.
What did you have to go for? What one did you have to do this week?
Pluck the fruit of argument and use it to make harmony jam.
Good.
That was great.
And who was the meeting with?
Laurie.
Oh God, I can't stand it.
What is his job again? Director of something?
Group executive editor.
Waste of time.
He's wearing a cardigan as well.
Was he?
Got even worse.
What was the meeting about this time? What did he summon about?
Well, the bit that I recorded it over was just me complaining about the state of the kitchen. Stop it.
What was the other bit about that?
It's always about the content of the show.
Is it?
And you.
But you saved it for the kitchen.
Yeah, because the rest of it was untransmittable.
Okay, fine. So, the kitchen here, like any office kitchen, of course, is a mess, isn't it?
Mm.
You know, people use the kitchen, they don't clear it up and everything else. And it's the standard thing that everyone moans about, so, you know, Cass decided, obviously, she'd bring that up. In a meeting that sounded something like this.
Any other business? Anything else that I'm, you know, I can look after for you?
Yes, the kitchen.
Yeah.
I hate going in there. It's disgusting. We've got two fridges.
Yeah.
That one of them has, like, a thick film of rotting milk in one of the doors. And I know that they get cleaned.
There is a weekly cleaning schedule that's in place, actually.
There is no schedule in place.
Every Friday, the kitchen gets a...
And by Saturday morning, it's disgusting again.
It's something that, you know, it's a personal responsibility issue, I think, you know.
Well, then you need to tell people they need to have personal responsibility. And it looks like the inside of a squat.
The cleanliness of the kitchen, I would bring it up with your colleagues, because your colleagues are the people that use the kitchen.
Well, look, I am willing to pluck the fruit of argument and use it to make harmony jam.
If you can find it in yourself to be a little bit kinder with people, maybe they can respond to your request.
He's got your number, hasn't he? Isn't that? Be a little bit kinder to people.
It's because I have to work with you and Con.
You know that milk you're moaning? That's kept in there for a reason. That's what I used to make Judy Hartley Brewer's tea with. So can you leave it in there, please?
Just scrape up the squat milk.
But it's dried. It's like
I know.
It's like flaky horrid.
Yeah, well.
That was Corporate Govspeak. If you've got something you'd like Cass to say to Laurie in a confusing way, every week he just goes silent and then carries on now.
Yeah.
The more stupid, the better. Then ruin their meeting. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Samir will be here. His surname isn't Test. With his diversity paper review next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Hello, son. Good night.
Shut up, Dad.
I remember nights in Winkers.
Shut up, Dad.
I first knowed your mum.
Oh, shut up, Dad.
Well, with tongues, anyway.
Shut up, Dad.
Ooh, like two starving octopus.
Dad, shut up.
Fed up with Dad's taxi? If you're over 18, you can get your very own Citroën C1 with everything you need, including 3 years insurance, for one monthly payment. Get your own car with Citroën Simply Drive. TCs and excess mileage charges apply. Telematics box required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Citroën UK Limited is a credit broker. The lender is Citroën Financial Services.
Citroën.
Tradesman, with Direct Line you can get public liability insurance from just £55. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers paid this or less August 15 to January 16, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Dark forces are upon us.
An invasion.
If we do not unite, our world will perish.
We better get going.
This year...
saving the world is not a one-man job.
An unthinkable threat.
We'll protect the kingdom, you and I.
We will try, my friend.
Needs unstoppable heroes.
Have pets more fearsome than you.
Well then.
Whatever you plan to do, do it now!
Warcraft, the beginning. In cinemas May 30th.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Maidstone, Kent, Bearstead Road is partially blocked eastbound. That's the A249. It's blocked between Chiltern Hundreds roundabout and Bearstead Road. Because of this accident that happened earlier, it could be closed for some time. It's causing delays. In Manchester, very slow on the M60 clockwise between junctions 14 and 17. So that's between East Lancs Road and Whitefield. That's due to the roadworks there. Also in Winchester, the A34 northbound partially blocked due to an accident just after the M3. I'm Kate Nichols.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Ian McNulty's a half-starved ferret. I say time for the butcher's truck, I say time for the butcher's. Oh, I'll go to the foot of our stairs, Mr. Baldwin. Where's me whippet? Excuse me, I'm just brushing up on me northern, because we're climaxing soap week with the greatest soap of them all, Coronation Street. Not one, but two big stars in the morning from 6 with me, Paul Ross.
I'm used to seeing all sorts of vermin crawl up them cellar steps.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast,
tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio.
E-bargum, we'll get the talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And hello to you. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Very quickly, ahead of today's Diversity paper review, Cornelius, have you got any reactions?
Oh, reactions? Yeah. I just happen to have some, yeah. I'm saying I'm buying a duvet later. Does anyone have any suggestions, considering of buying one of those ones where you take half of it out during the summer, sort of you clip it, do you know? Yeah. And also, Footballing Cliche asks, what game are you watching, ref?
Thank you very much. Oh, look, it's just coming up to a time. And the time that it's coming up to is the time of the Diversity paper review. Now, again, if you're a regular one, you'll know that we are the most diverse programme on the radio. Nay, not just radio, on also television. We're the most diverse programme there is in the world. Angry Lenny Henry shouting his mouth off about how there's not enough diversity. Well, there is, Lenny, and it's right here. We're way ahead of you, mate. And every day, a different diversity reviews the papers. We welcome Samir in today. What sort of diversity are you, Samir?
Hi, John. I'm a Muslim.
Excellent news.
Our first Muslim. Excellent.
Very pleased about that. Right, so what have you got?
I've got this incredible story here of a tenant claiming he's been told to remove a fish pond from his garden, and this is over fears that it could be a danger to burglars.
Oh, good.
His name's Kevin Sheehan, and he's been threatened with eviction if he does not rip out his oversized child-friendly pool. And literally, the reason is if someone breaks in, they can fall in the pond because there's a 6-foot fence all round and they can't see it, he said. The Sovereign Housing Association said that it was in talks to reach a solution. But this is just ridiculous. I mean, I never think of burglars' rights, you know, when you're comparing the way that your house should be and your, you know, the makeup of your garden.
Does this mean I have to get rid of the live bear and man traps that I have in my garden? I mean, because this is political correctness gone mad.
Ridiculous. I think, yeah, this might be something you might need to look into, because obviously health and safety of burglars is a crucial priority in our society at the moment.
Yeah, this is a classic tabloid story, though, isn't it? I mean, it's got excellent. Was it in the Mail or something?
What? Metro, actually.
In the Metro. Well, isn't the Metro owned by the same people as in the Mail? I think it is.
Is it owned by anyone?
Or the Express? I don't know. Anyway, either way, it's classic tabloid fodder, which, of course, we like. I mean, if you go into that story, it probably isn't even true. But but let's pretend it is for the sake of being incensed about it. I'm livid.
What?
about this.
What?
This is typical of your health and safety, political correctness. I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd take that health and safety bloke and I'd drown him in that pond. And I wouldn't even let him fill a form in first. That's how angry I am about this.
Some fuddy-duddy lefty, isn't it? That's who it is. Wanting us to leave our doors open to burglars, invite them in, hand over our children.
That's right. And then take away in bags.
And then pay taxes.
And then give to immigrants or something, probably.
They'll get Ubers home as well.
They will, yeah.
I'm fuming.
Fuming I am.
This country's gone to the dogs.
It's gone to the dogs. And you're not even allowed dogs anymore, are you? You're not even allowed dog. A country has gone to the dogs. Isn't even allowed the dogs it's gone to. What is this country? I sound like Nick Ferrari or something. What's this country coming to? In that you can't have a dog because it might lick someone who once met a burglar. What sort of stupid rule is that? Where a dog isn't a simple dog. A simple dog isn't allowed in your house anymore. Because it might bark at a thief. Sounds like Talk Radio properly now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There you go. So I knew we'd get there in
the
end.
What's
the
time?
Okay, good. So his pond was... did you say there was a wall around it?
Yeah, well, there was...
So it's safe for children?
Because there's a 6-foot fence all round and they can't see it. So you could just eventually...
So when he climbed over the wall...
When he climbs over the wall
with
into
your
the...
bag of swag...
Yeah.
He might fall in the pond.
Fall in the pond and drown or injure himself.
Right.
And for that reason, the pond's got to go.
I don't believe this is even true. Like, really? That's nonsense, isn't it? But I like that it's in the paper.
Oh, I love it.
What else have you got?
Okay, well, I've angered you with that one. I think I can cheer you up a bit now. This was a talent show trick. A high school senior, and he's literally set the world on fire. He set Twitter on fire, BuzzFeed on fire. Everyone is going crazy.
He's quite literally set the world on fire. Is that his trick? I mean, because that's...
Yeah, he's an internet arsonist.
That's a hellish trick, isn't it? If you're going to... Just go, what do you do? Have you got a... What do you... What do people do on Britain's Got Talent, I don't know?
Sing, dance.
Right, what do you do? Do you sing? No. Do you dance? No. What do you do?
Are you a dog?
Are you a dog? A dog? You're a dog on Britain's Got Talent? No, you can't have that. No, mate, not this day. Now you want to get rid of them, don't they? The dogs, don't have them. What's he done? What's his actual trick?
He basically flipped a water bottle and it landed on the table upright. And it was crazy the way he did it. It was all suspenseful and musical, and they had really amazing dramatic music as he was entering the stage and approaching the table. And then the music stopped and he flipped the bottle and it landed elegantly, perfectly upright on the table. The crowd went wild. They went absolutely crazy. Yeah. And I know Con was trying earlier. He was unable to do it. He tried about 12 times and it's not easy.
Well, it's also not a talent. It's just the sort of...
Oh, John, you have to see it. It's excellent. It's really good.
Well, yeah, but what possible life skill is that?
Well, that's not what talents are. Dancing isn't a life skill.
No, it's a talent, isn't it? Flipping a bottle is a stroke of luck.
No, it's not a stroke of luck. He didn't just walk up on stage and go, oh, crap, I need to do something. And then there's a bottle there, sort of ready to drink.
Right. Well, I didn't know that. I've never seen it.
No, he planned to do it. He went, watch this, right?
Well, in that case, it's not. It was even less of a skill. If he's rehearsed it.
Yeah, but
if he just rocked up and gone, I'll do that with a bottle, bang, done. That's pretty good.
Never been that.
Practicing, no interest.
You're confusing talent for spontaneous superpowers.
Yes.
Is that what you expect?
It would be a better program.
Watch Britain's Got Talent this week.
You'd watch Britain's Got Spontaneous Superpowers, though, wouldn't you?
You would.
If people just turned up and had mutant-style superpowers.
Just ones that they were so surprised that they could do.
Just the power of magnetism or something, or invisibility. Now you're talking a program. Never mind Pudsey the dog. Dog! Pudsey the dog! You're not allowed anyone in case there's a burglar trying to steal ant or deck. Are they on that program?
Ant and Dirt, yeah.
There you go, see. Go on then, try it.
Well, my bottle is empty.
It has to be a full bottle?
Yeah, yeah. So,
get pass it over, I'll urinate into it.
No.
Oh.
But yeah.
Well, hang on.
I didn't do it.
So what have you got to do? You just got to pick the bottle?
Basically.
Yeah.
And it has to... So you basically flip it, so it does a couple flips in the air, and it'll land, bang, like...
But it needs to be full.
Well, it helps. Well, yeah, it's almost impossible it's too light. When it's empty.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's never going to work, is it?
Yeah.
What if it lands on its side?
Well, that's just not impressive, is
no,
it?
No, but hang on a minute. No, because when he flipped the bottle, when he started, what position was the bottle?
Well, it was in his hand,
upright, yeah.
But upright.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the trick. It had to land in a similar way to how it started.
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, if I hold it sideways...
that's not...
It. And then throw it in the air and it lands sideways, that's the same trick, isn't it? Watch. Nailed it.
Oh, well, it landed upright there, so I'm not impressed.
Oh, yeah, you're right, it did. Better than I thought. Anything else? That's not news, is it? What stupid paper was that in?
BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed? It's supposed to be a paper review, you big idiot.
We wish him all the best of luck with his talent show and his future endeavours. Finally...
I hope someone sets fire to him.
How about this? A club has apologised after a woman was locked in its loo for 8 hours. Shona Coe's 31 dozed off at Birmingham's Geisha Club and was not freed until 10 a.m. the next morning.
And the club apologised.
Because it's their fault.
Yeah.
Some drunk lady just sat on the toilet and fell asleep with her head. Have you ever done that, though? Have you ever fallen asleep in a public toilet?
I don't think so. I've had a friend do it in a festival toilet.
Oh, really?
A couple friends, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, horrible stuff.
Yeah. Because when you're... I mean, I know you look at me now and you think, when did you ever go clubbing? But, no, I mean, back in the day. But, you know, you're sort of tired and emotional, aren't you, and drunk. And so when you are in the toilet, you know, the roll of toilet paper on its spindle can look quite comfy.
Yeah, very pillowy.
Yeah, but pillowy is exactly
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I will admit to having once or twice having rested my head on the pillowy toilet roll. Samir, are you a big clubber?
No, not really.
Not really, no. So you can't really...
But I think it is quite extraordinary how when they're closing up at, like, the end of the night, they didn't check up to see that there was no one in the toilets. And they just locked up, assuming that...
Yeah.
Surely they would have heard...
But did she phone
something.
Anyone? I mean, did she not have the wherewithal to...
No, I think she was just knocked out, just leaving asleep. The whole time.
So she just woke up there in the morning. So there's no real hardship, is it, really? If you're just asleep. The music ran out, by the way. Did you notice that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Just sounded a bit weird, didn't it?
Yeah, that's fine.
Talking of club stories, there was another interesting incident of a man in Wigan deciding to take a poo in the middle of the dance floor. And he got pulled out by security guards. Things that happen because it's not particular.
I mean, there are certain clubs you can go to where that's, frankly, one of the entry requirements.
They're the only clubs I know, John.
I know.
Do they not do that in all clubs?
No, just the clubs you go to, that's all. Yeah. You know, those special clubs.
Yeah.
So, did he, I mean, again, without putting too fine a point on it, did he... I mean, was it an accident, or did he...
No, it was intentional. He, like, pulled down his trousers and he was like... There's pictures that he was starting to do
they
it.
They should get him on Britain's Got Talent. Shouldn't they? He should go on that. Because at the end of the day, that's a skill. Because I don't think I could do it in front of a load of dancing people.
Well, John, I was watching it last night and it was a pile of...
Good. But seriously, they should... If the bloke with his bottle tossing, right, can get the internet on fire or whatever he did... Right. I think a man turning up on Britain's Got Talent, sort of elbowing Ant and Dec out of the way, and just going on... Who's the judges now? I don't...
Simon, David Williams...
Oh, God, I hate him.
Alicia
Dixon and Amanda Holden.
Right, well, in that case, that's perfect, right? Because it's a metaphor for them. So go on stage, right? If you is it still on or is it finished?
Britain's yeah, semi-final tonight, 7:30,
right,
ITV.
Good. Is it live?
Yeah.
Good, right, so, somewhat, if you're listening and you're on that tonight, right,
no.
get rid of whatever your talent is, right, it won't be any, your talent isn't any good anyway, listen, right, but what will get you noticed and set the internet on fire, I guarantee you, you will become more famous than, irrelevant to your talent that you think you're going to do. If you go on that tonight, and they think you're going to do your actual talent, right, instead, if on live ITV1, right, you squat down, right, in front of Amanda Holden and Simon Cowell and David Walliams and whoever else you said, right, and just poo on the stage, you will be more globally famous, right, than you would have been ever. You'll become one of the most famous people in the world. And that's my advice. Samir, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, John.
That was today's Diversity paper review with Samir, which has now given the story quite an inappropriate word. You listen to Talk Radio, it's a big debate. Next time, John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Van Buster, now on. Mastercrete, 25 kilograms, just £3.65 a bag. Excludes VAT, 20%. Trade point numbers only.
Trade point. Oh, when I claim for BPI. When I claim for BPI. When I claim for BPI. It'll be with Stanton Fisher. When I claim for BPI.
Stanton! Time could be running out to get your PPI claim in, so you've got to be on the ball if you don't want to miss the deadline. Text RUSH to 800-11, that's RUSH to 800-11, or visit stantonfisher.com and let our team get you a result while there's still time.
Stanton Fisher!
Join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month and get a free 32-inch LG TV. A free TV? Incredible! Did I say that out loud? Catch Sky Atlantic's must-see shows, including Billions, and get a free TV when you join Sky from £20 a month. Offer ends 9th of June. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Just after 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Look, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, claims junior doctors plotted to drag out their disagreement. More people are coming to the UK than leaving, and a costly divorce for the co-founder of ASOS.
Talk Radio.
Leaked messages between members of the British Medical Association have revealed a plot to prolong the junior doctors' contract dispute in England. Thousands of WhatsApp messages have been given to the Health Service Journal, showing weekend pay was the focus, despite doctors saying publicly that safety was the issue. Sean Linton is from the publication.
They were clearly discussing their strategy and how to beat the government, really, and how to drag this dispute out over, I think they say, 12 to 18 months, which, you know, should alarm junior doctors who thought their leadership were trying to negotiate a deal in January and February. And actually the messages say that the leader, Johan Malawana, said that the ACAS talks were rubbish.
4 weeks before the EU referendum, net migration to the UK has hit its second highest level ever. The Office for National Statistics estimates 333,000 more people came to the UK than left last year. UKIP leader Nigel Farage has told Talk Radio he thinks the true figure could be much higher.
Well, I suspect the figures are an underestimate. As we know, official government figures are nearly always overshot by reality. We have a Eurozone in crisis. We have the prospect of more countries like Turkey ultimately joining the European Union. And what is happening with our population exploding every year is our quality of life is being diminished.
The Vote Leave campaign says we should control arrivals more effectively if we leave the union. But Immigration Minister James Brokenshire says they haven't thought that through.
Those who are saying that we should get out of Europe haven't come up with the answers here. They simply say this is a silver bullet. It isn't. What these figures underline is the challenge of dealing with migration from outside of Europe as well as inside Europe.
Asylum claims in the UK have also gone up by more than a third to the highest annual level for more than a decade. The figures in the year to March show there are almost 35,000 people who applied. There are fears around 80 people have drowned after a boat capsized in the Mediterranean. The Italian Coast Guard says they've managed to rescue around 20 migrants. Protesters in France are holding a national day of action over changes to employment laws. Petrol stations are running dry, tankers aren't being allowed to dock, and the government there is dipping into precious reserves because workers have walked out. There are also reports of train lines being obstructed. The family of Jules Bianchi are suing Motorsport's governing body, his team and F1 bosses over his death. The Formula One driver died 9 months after suffering serious head injuries in a crash during the Japanese Grand Prix in 2014. And one of ASOS' founders is having to sell his £46 million stake in the online fashion retailer to fund his divorce. After a high court battle, Nick Robertson has to pay his wife ex-wife $70 million. She had wanted $110 million.
It's good, isn't it?
For her, maybe.
When you split up with Cornelius,
we were never together.
And you went on that date.
It wasn't a date.
She's still saying it wasn't a date, Con. But you've told everyone in the office and everyone you know, and your family.
It's just so odd that you'd say that after you spent so long begging me to go with you.
Yeah.
I didn't beg. I just said, oh, does anyone fancy going to this gig? And you were like, yes, me!
You begged me.
I didn't.
To go.
I didn't.
You rang me crying at 4 a.m.
No, I did not. I've never phoned you.
Did you booty call him?
No. No.
Why were you ringing me so...
I didn't ring you at all. That's a lie. You're making things up.
Why would I make things up?
Because that's what you do.
Such lover's tiff, isn't it? Listen to it. Calm down, you two. It'll
it's
be
just
all
our first fight.
I know. It's always...
It's not the first fight.
It's always the
and it's not a lover's tiff.
It's always different.
Because I don't love him.
Well, not yet.
Yeah, you've got to take
You've only been
slowly.
On one date.
Yeah, we're taking things slowly.
You know, you take things absolutely slowly. I mean, that's that you're talking, that's third date material.
Mm.
No.
I do love you, though.
Have you got some weather?
No.
Have you got some weather?
I don't want to do it. I just want to leave this studio.
I know it's awkward and frosty, but it'll be all right. Just be professional. Just do the weather.
Will you do the weather for me?
No.
Will you do the weather to him?
No.
Do the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Don't I have to?
Yeah.
I really don't want to anymore.
Okay.
Staying largely fine in northern Scotland, sunny spells elsewhere with the risk of showers. Warm with highs of 20 degrees.
On you, though.
Sorry?
What?
What did you say?
Nothing. Ben's got the sports live from an office that's been quite rigorously cleaned.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. The most sought-after free agent in the world has dropped his strongest hint yet that he could be on his way to Manchester United. Zlatan Ibrahimovic has been closely linked with a move to Old Trafford, especially given the news that Jose Mourinho will shortly be unveiled as manager. The pair worked together once before in Italy. Could they do so again?
I had a fantastic time with him.
Former England manager Glenn Hoddle reckons teenager Marcus Rashford could be Roy Hodgson's wild card for Euro 2016. Young camp Manchester United should make his tomorrow against Australia. Southampton have released 3 players, including long-serving goalkeeper Kelvin Davis and Gaston Ramirez. Finally, England Test cricket captain Alistair Cook has confirmed Chris Wokes will replace injured Ben Stokes in the side. The second test with Sri Lanka gets underway tomorrow. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks very much, Ben! The sport live from an office that's being cleaned. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
This is your life. This is your life. And it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Yeah. Talk Radio.
Thursday afternoon, hello, it is Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes, and today on the programme, before 4 o'clock, don't forget we are giving away some petrol. You might have seen the headlines today, strikes in France mean that there could be half-term chaos for holiday makers, so to help out, we're giving you the chance to win some petrol on the programme this afternoon. Now, if you're off to France and you'd like some, all you have to do is text the word petrol to 87222.
Start your message with the word tool.
Start your car with petrol. We'll text you some petrol straight back. Make sure you do specify unleaded or diesel when texting 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Start your car with free petrol from Talk Radio this afternoon.
Talk Radio.
It's time for the big debate. The big debate on the radio, of course, where we tackle one of the big stories of the day, if not the biggest. This that everybody is talking about this afternoon, of course, it's the high-profile push for Toronto, the city of Toronto, to consider bidding to host Expo in 2025. This is ex-mayors and the ex-premier of Canada, the ex-mayors of Toronto, joining forces to look at Toronto via a privately funded feasibility study in order to host Expo in 2025. Big story. Today's executive committee is expected to vote the issue next week, with the City Council likely to have the final word sometime in June. On the phone listening to that this afternoon, very much against words, as I mean, as a notion, I think I'm right in saying. Is it Adam in Pinner? Adam, are you there?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, good afternoon. You're listening to that there, of course, about the City Council having the final word. And I know that's incensed you, because you're very anti the notion of words, aren't you?
Well, very much so. I think that words are bandied around all over the place. I mean, everyone wastes so much time with words, looking it up, verbiage, using words to communicate or exchange ideas,
yes,
to consult or confer. There's precious little of this sort of thing going on nowadays. It's all nonsense. It's all hot air. It's all gossip, chitter-chatter, prittle-prattle. And I don't think words are being used properly, frankly.
Right. Well, let me bring in, not frankly, he's not on the line, but Hank is. And Hank, you're there, aren't you? Now, you take the opposing view to that. You think we should keep words?
It's only words, and words are all I have to take your heart away.
It's a very good point,
indeed,
isn't it?
Indeed, John.
Words.
Indeed, John.
Don't come easy to me. How can I? We can all play that game. Find a way for you to say I love you. Words don't come easy.
More than words.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're all using these words. We're all using these words.
Yes.
You can't beat a good lyric.
Wait a minute.
Adam, let him have it. You've had yours. Let him have his song.
Oh, I was just suggesting Word Up by Cameo has got to be one of my all-time favourites.
Yep.
We wouldn't have any of these terrific tracks without lyrics, which are, of course, just words.
Well, they are words, aren't they? But what do you say, I mean, Hank, I mean, that is one side of the argument, but what do you say to the fact that words cause obesity? I mean, pizza, pie, cake.
Yeah, these are just words for food stuff. You can say the same thing. You can say exercise or running, or
the point is they don't cause obesity, do they? That's the point.
Exactly, but they're still
no,
words.
But a pizza does. I mean, let me bring Adam back in. Adam, you must have a point on this.
Well, yes. I mean, my son ate a lot of Alphabetti spaghetti when he was growing up, and he's the size of a house. How do you account for that? Words.
Well, Alphabetti spaghetti is one thing, but, you know, do you ever try to play Scrabble with Alphabetti spaghetti? That's a fantastic game.
That's a good question, actually. Adam, I'm going to have to ask you to answer that. Have you ever tried to play Scrabble with Alphabetti spaghetti?
No, I tell you what I have done. I, when I first started, I got a Ouija board, and I put the glass down, it went, ooh, and I realised I'd put down spaghetti hoops. all around the table.
Yeah.
No, but that's just a bit of levity. No, the thing is that really, you come on here with these spurious comments about eating pizza and just singing songs to do with words. But you've only got to look at people like Katie Price. I mean, she's using words to go to the Oxford University and use words to talk. What sort of words is she going to use? Words like bum and boobs, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Jordan or Katie Price has a wide lexicon, but they should, you know, I do agree with you on that point. She shouldn't
right.
be...
Let's look at some of the history of this, and again, this is where people have already started texting in about it. If we do ban words, which is what you're saying, Adam,
yes,
it's going to put dictionary manufacturing industry out of business, at a stroke, isn't it, overnight?
Yes. Well, they could use those skills to maybe reduce the number of words. There's all sorts of words out there. I mean, you look at the example of pizzas.
Yes.
Oh, four seasons this, Hawaiian hot, that the other. There's all sorts of words.
Sloppy,
but lots of things. There's too many words.
How many words?
To reduce words.
If you had to put a number on words, what number would you put on words?
Oh, there's literally 500 or 600 of the things out there, aren't there?
And what do you, I mean, is that 500 or 600? That, I mean, that's perfectly acceptable, isn't it? I mean, is that not acceptable?
All right, sorry, that's underestimated. 700 or 800 words.
Okay, yeah, well, no, that it's fair. That
probably,
is too
yeah,
many.
Yeah, there's
many.
probably 200 too many. Yeah,
well, okay.
Perfectly manageable numbers. Perfectly manageable.
Yeah, but in what sense? I mean, you know, if you surely a cap on words is what most right thinking people would want.
I would say so.
Well, I think your point about making dictionaries redundant is is just one side of it. You've also got all the manufacturers of word games. I've already mentioned Scrabble. We've got Boggle.
Yeah.
The people that work on Countdown will be out of a job.
Yes. Well, that's fine.
Well, okay.
if you don't like it, go off to France. See how much you like their words.
Oh, well, they do have words. That's the point. They do have words. They have a wide range. It's a rich language, the French language, and they have nearly as many words as we do.
Yes, but come on. I mean, I have to step in here. You know, most of the French words are worthless, aren't they?
Yeah, of course they are. And sometimes they say it in such a funny foreign way, and we don't. And I think that's something that we should be proud of in this country. I mean, earlier on, you referred to, I mean, completely needless words. You said that Casey Price Jordan, you called her. They are. That's another word that we didn't need. Because she's already got a name and two names, a first name and a Christian name. Now you're adding in Jordan. Get out of it. Get rid of it. Go. Shoot.
Well, what about if we're using Jordan in other words? For instance, say there's a chap called Jordan, Michael Jordan, for instance. How would you refer to him without using
You know, for a long time, the Middle Eastern country has been called Casey Price and not Jordan. If you want to reintroduce these things, we're just going backwards, my friend.
speaking of going backwards, I just want to, again, a sense of history. Think of the work of this. And I'm coming against you, Adam, now. I'm arguing against you.
You're using too many words yourself now. Spit it out.
Okay, wordsmiths. The tradition of wordsmiths. Now, this industry goes back centuries. People working hard, hammering out words in forges, using fire. Yeah. Are you really saying you want to forget that ancient tradition? Words were transported around this country on barges for people to use, for goodness sake, Adam.
Yes. Yes. Well, they were, but all I'm saying is there's no point looking backwards. We should economise how we use words. I'm going to do it now. Thank. Good. Conversation. Enjoy. To you. Speaking. Now, you understood what I said there, didn't you? And I was using less words.
Fewer.
Fewer words. You're quite... That's good linguistics there. I didn't understand a word of that.
Well, all right. Respond. Previous point. Please. They are that. You understood that? And that was
perfectly, perfectly understood. We don't need
Missing out vital semantics.
I think what Adam is saying is we don't need the words that are in the gaps between the other words. And
exactly.
And he's onto something there, isn't he? Because what we don't need.
He's only filling it with space. He's not. He's filling it with the pause. He needs to get it.
But a pause isn't a word, is it? So that's acceptable, right?
Not.
Sounds stupid. He needs
speaking.
To fill that void with something. If you're going to put gaps.
Yeah, I'm not used to speaking like this. That's my point. I'm trying it out. I'm not used to it. Give us a break, right?
What if, right, and many people are suggesting this, there's a cull, right, a word cull. So we have a little bit of a sort of amnesty in many ways, and we're gas them out of sentences, right? And because they're vermin. That's what some people are saying, right? I mean, we've got to bring this debate fairly to a close in a moment. But what do you think to that? If we, Adam, would you be in favour of gassing words out of sentences?
Oh, most certainly. I mean, cuss is a very pretentious word anyway. Just call it cuss.
Yep, there you go. You don't need
ban it anyway.
Yes, he's right. And you don't need both cusses, do you? Because if someone said, I'm just going to have some cuss, you'd know exactly what it was. Same with Boutros Ghali. If you just said it Boutros Ghali, you know exactly who we're talking about. You don't need the extra Boutros, do you, Hank?
Well, I think we do. I mean, if Adam had his way, we'd be trimming everything down into its basic standards, and it would be like text speak. Have you seen these text speak that people use on social media and things like that?
Love it.
Don't understand what the bloody hell they're talking about.
Yeah.
That's the way Adam wants it.
I love it. I don't mind.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do, sir. But it's not right, and it's incorrect. It's not formal.
Me not mind text speak. Me like.
You sound like you're making yourself sound like a fool.
Well, you understand you me what saying.
No, I don't understand what that means. I'm sorry.
Nah, we must leave the debate.
You're losing this point.
Could you please could you please sum up this debate by simply not using a word? Adam first.
Enjoy it. Oh, well, I said it.
Yeah, you said a word. Yeah, well, yeah,
enjoy.
Hank, would you like to sum up the word? Sum up the debate, please. Using a word. Word.
I don't think I need to. I think Adam's tricked himself there into. He's fallen into his own trap. So I needn't say anything.
Fair enough. Thank you very much. We've got to bring that to a close there. That's the big debate this afternoon. Words. Are you in favour, like Hank there, who very much in favour of them, or like Adam in Pinner, very much against words and thinks maybe 600 is okay, but any more than that is just a waste of time. Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's a word, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Bloody hell.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with... See, castle. The 100th time, castle. We're in France. It's chateau, actually.
Mom!
Don't let a breakdown get in the way of your holiday. Green Flags Euro Plus includes 5-star UK cover and cover in Europe with up to 40% off phone prices when you buy online. Green Flag, no matter what.
Cars under 16 years old, 5-star de facto rating on Recovery Plus, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
What do I really want from life?
I want to see the world, find some real adventure.
I want to make a difference, do something that actually matters.
I want to see what I'm made of, properly make the family proud.
I want to master a new skill, a new challenge. Could even earn myself some extra cash. But who's got time for that?
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 You do. For as little as 19 days of your year, you can become a better you. Search Army Reserve. Army, be the best.
There is a prophecy that when the forces of darkness rise and unleash hell upon this land, heroes will unite to fight together.
So why are you here?
To save our people.
This year, an unthinkable threat.
An invasion.
Needs unstoppable heroes.
We'll protect the kingdom.
We will try, my friend.
Warcraft, the beginning, in cinemas May 30th.
TradePoint, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site, with AM and PM delivery slots to suit you. Plus, our driver will give you a call when he's en route, so no need for any hanging around. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint! Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Belfast on the M2, the exit slip road is closed southbound at Junction 1A at Nelson Street. It's because of a multi-vehicle accident that's causing delays. M62 westbound through West Yorkshire, the entry slip road from the M621 is partially blocked. There's been an accident at Junction 27 and it is causing delays back to Junction 28. In Maidstone, Kent though, moving much better on the A249 Bearstead Road. There was an accident earlier eastbound, but that has now cleared. All lanes are open. I'm Kate Nichols.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And today's big debate was, of course, all about words, whether or not we should keep them. Are words simply not needed in 2016? And you heard there Adam from Pinner. Very much against the notion of words, thinks they should be culled and gassed out of sentences. And Hank, very much in favour of keeping words, although not so sure about French ones. A lot of reaction coming in, though, Cornelius, I think, on this emotive subject.
Yes,
what have you got
lots,
there?
Lots coming in, John. Wordy Bertie says, yeah. Words used responsibly can work well, but a small minority of people like Russell Brand are recklessly churning out weird words and spreading weird ideas.
Yeah.
And the lobby against words have sent this statement. 1001 1100 1101 1001 1001 1001 001.
I think a lot of people would agree with that. Sweden is now one of the top five silent countries after those trials, of course, where they stopped using words for a while. Word up. Someone's texted and then someone's gone. No, words down. Mm, down
well,
with words. Just out of interest, while we've got you, and someone sent a list of words. And I just wanted to run them past.
Run them past you.
Clock.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, this is a yes or no. Electroencephalograph.
Yes.
Hammock.
No.
Burp.
Yes.
Clavicle.
No.
Harpsichord.
No.
Girth.
Yes.
Moist.
No.
Pylon.
Sort of.
Merkin.
Definitely.
Brunch.
Seven.
Not a word, it's a portmanteau.
Yes.
Schadenfreude.
Two.
Pantograph.
Please.
Flap.
Yes.
Frenulum.
So what was the one before that?
I don't know. The screen's gone dead. It's time now for showbiz news. Rather uniquely, as you'll know if you're a regular listener, comes from Rhys, out of Offer from TalkSport, a man who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz news. And what have you brought in for us today, Rhys?
We've got, to start off with, Michael Jackson's secret ex-lover is releasing a book that proves that he's not an asexual man, or was not an asexual man-child. That's apparently an accusation that was levelled at Michael Jackson, that he was an asexual man-child. But this woman has apparently had a 20-year on-and-off relationship with him that involved 20 years of different encounters and intimate phone conversations.
Right.
Hi, it's Michael.
Oh, don't do that. What? That's creepy.
Hi, it's Michael. What are you wearing?
Oh, that really makes me cringe. That is horrible.
That'd be weird getting a call from Michael Jackson doing that, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Especially one of that nature. No, I mean, it's quite creepy.
So when did they, do we know anything more about it? I mean, when did they meet? Who is she? What's this?
Shana Mangettel is the one. That's
good.
She met him in 1988, and it went on for 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all she's got,
that's
basically.
That's it.
By her book is why this is coming out.
Yeah. Is there any evidence at all, or it's just simply
her word?
Yeah.
Well, if it went on for 20 years from 1998, surely it should still be going on.
From 1988?
I thought you said 98.
No, no.
Fair enough. Fair play.
I mean, it could still be going on.
That'd be very weird.
But, I mean, you know, that it's now got illegal.
Yeah.
Totally.
I mean, of all the rumours about Michael Jackson...
Yeah, all the accusations.
Then that's, you know, that's...
That'd level somewhere in the middle.
The asexual man-child was not what I first go to with that.
No, totally.
Oh. It says a lot about someone where it's considered an accusation that they're normal.
Yeah, totally.
Hi, it's Michael.
Sorry.
Is that Macaulay Culkin?
Okay, good. What else?
Amber's Head has filed for divorce from Johnny Depp 3 days after her mum passed away. Not sure how the rest of her feels about it, but...
Amber's Head?
Yeah, the actress Amber Head has filed for divorce from Johnny Depp 3 days after her mum passed away.
Right. Chloe, by the way, let me stop you there. Chloe...
On buttons.
On buttons, through the glass there, has just said, it's Amber Heard.
Heard?
Apparently.
What did she hear?
Ah, I read that wrong. No, I've totally mugged myself off there.
Right.
Yeah, Amber's Heard. I mean, Amber could have a herd as well as a head.
Yeah, she could, yeah. She could have a head of cattle.
She could.
Which is also a herd, isn't it?
Yes,
this is true.
She might have a herd of sheep and a head of cattle.
Yeah.
So you might be right. And she's known for her animal mistreatment, isn't she? Because she took those dogs into Australia without a licence.
So
if she's got... Maybe they're having a divorce because Johnny Depp is annoyed that she's now tried to smuggle a head of cattle into another country.
That could be possible, yeah.
I mean,
I'll go along with it.
I realise you haven't got these details at your fingertips.
Not to hand.
But
no.
It's worth us speculating on.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Definitely.
That
absolutely.
Amber Heard is divorcing Johnny Depp because he's annoyed that she tried to take a head of cattle. How many is a head of cattle? Is that 1,000 cows?
Why are you asking me?
Because you're the one next to Google.
Okay, a head of cattle.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hands.
Victoria, how many is a head of cattle? You know about head. How many? What's a head of cattle? How many?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'd say it's roughly 5,000 exactly.
There you go. I knew it was a big number. So she's tried to get 5,000 cattle into a different country, and Johnny Depp has seen red over this.
Yes.
And they've filed for divorce.
Mm-hmm.
This showbiz news is great. Can you hang around, Rhys?
I can indeed, yeah.
We're going to go to Victoria's news, and then we're going to pick up with showbiz news in the next half an hour, along with today's edition of Paul Rossmaster, all coming next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Leaked messages between junior doctors' leaders show they plotted to drag out their contract dispute with the government for up to 18 months. It led to thousands of operations and appointments being cancelled in England. The British Medical Association says there were private discussions and point out a deal has been agreed. Alex Wild from the Taxpayers Alliance thinks they've been caught out.
I think some patients are going to be, frankly, appalled. They've been consistently misled by this organisation, telling them it's all about their safety, when in fact what these leaks reveal is that it had nothing to do with safety at all. It wasn't a consideration. This is clearly about pay. We now know that.
It's feared dozens of people have drowned after a boat capsized in the Mediterranean Sea. More than 80 migrants have been rescued by the Italian Coast Guard. More than 20 bodies have also been discovered. Migration to the UK has reached its second highest level on record. Last year, 330,000 more people came to Britain than left. People planning on driving to France over the next few days are being advised to fill up on fuel before crossing the Channel. Lots of petrol stations near ports are running dry because of protests and blockades over changes to employment law in the country. The business secretary has announced plans that could save thousands of steel jobs. The government is looking at changing the law to reduce the cost of workers' pensions, but the proposal is being welcomed by unions. And the family of Formula One driver Jules Bianchi is suing motorsport's governing body, his team and F1 bosses over his death. He died last year, 9 months after crashing into a crane at the Japanese Grand Prix. The weather mainly dry with some clear spells tonight, but isolated thundery showers will push northwards across the far south of England and Wales. Lows of 9 degrees. Fine for most tomorrow, but there'll be some scattered showers in the southwest. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And we are back with Rhys and the Showbiz Review Roundup from Rhys, a man who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz and is just doing this contractually because someone said he had to, as he ordinarily works at TalkSport. So we've talked about Johnny Depp's wife's 5,000 cattle scandal.
Yep.
Let's call it Cowngate. Michael Jackson. Hello, it's Michael.
Stop doing that. It's so creepy.
What have we got next?
After I had said on this show a couple of months ago, Millie McIntosh and Professor Green,
yeah.
Professor Green are fine. They've been granted a quickie divorce after 2.5 years of marriage. Apparently, it only took 30 seconds. I'm not sure whether that's the reason or not, but the hearing only took 30 seconds.
Right.
I think it's unreasonable behaviour was the reason for the split.
It seems a little bit unreasonable to have to go to court for and pay all that money, presumably, for 30 seconds, isn't it, really?
It's ag, to be honest.
It is, as you rightly say. Ag. Remind me who they are.
Millie McIntosh is the person from The Thing and the Stuff, and Professor
Made
Green.
In Chelsea, yeah.
That's the one. And Professor Green did some music.
Right, I'm glad we've established that.
Rapper.
Right. Isn't she something to do with chocolate?
Yes, she is one of the inheritees of some sweets or something.
Roundtree McIntosh, presumably.
Yeah, that's it.
Which is Quality Street, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think they make Quality Street. So she basically owns Quality Street. He should have kept hold of her, shouldn't he?
Yeah,
She's going to be. I mean, he may well have made some of the music, but, you know, that they've sold a lot of chocolate.
The divorce, they'd have to divide a tin of Quality Street between them.
Yeah, just pick out the one. God, I like that one. I like that one. And then just at the end, there'd be that sort of green triangle.
Oh, God, yeah.
No one wants.
No, exactly.
Hey, it's Michael. what have you got next?
Amanda Holden making her second appearance on the show. Last week she didn't have any underwear on. This week she's got nothing on. She has posed naked for Peter without Photoshop. Not sure what Peter's got to do with it.
Who's Peter?
Peter Ondra. Animal rights people, I believe.
Those Peter.
Yes, that Peter.
Yes. Mm.
Apparently it's something to do with vegetables in nakedness and no Photoshop. It's all a big campaign to say, hey, eat some broccoli or something, I don't know.
I love this showbiz news. It's great. Good, okay, fine. Anything else?
Ashley James, that one. She went out wearing a really low cut
top. I thought it was a man.
This is true.
When you said Ashley, I assumed, you know, a man.
She showed ample cleavage and underboob.
Underboob?
Underboob.
What's underboob?
It's not that bad, actually, when you look at it, to be fair. I see why that's a big deal, in all fairness. But.
Cornelius, of course, has never been with boob.
Ah.
Because you know his mum taught him how to kiss, right?
So I've heard this, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he went on a date.
Everyone at TalkSport knows that now, do you?
Pretty much the whole building talks.
Yeah.
Yeah. He went on a date on Tinder, and his mum walked him to the end of the road to the bus stop and taught him how to French kiss at the bus stop to help him out on his date. But he didn't really, because he didn't get that. So he's not aware of the under boob.
Ah.
And I'm not aware of Ashley James. So put these things together, but you're saying that's a good thing.
It's news. It's showbiz news, apparently.
Yeah. It's hateful, isn't it?
Yes.
Anything else?
Robbie Williams doesn't know what a cucumber is.
I mean, it's a good name for his next album.
Definitely. His wife, Ada, pulled one out of the fridge.
Thank God you said the fridge.
Thank God I read
the American football player? What's he doing there?
Yeah, she
it's showbiz, isn't it?
I suppose so. They'll do anything, those showbiz people. Go on.
Yeah, she took a cucumber out, and Robbie said, and I quote, "What's that?" And she said, "It's a cucumber." And he went, "Oh, I've never seen one of them not sliced."
I mean, the fact that that is news just makes me want to kill. I mean, really? You know, but how? But also, presumably, the press weren't in their kitchen at the time.
No, this is a source at work again.
So the only people who know are Robbie Williams and his wife. So one of them has gone, this will make a good story.
And the fridge. Don't forget the fridge.
Oh, the fridge. Yeah, right? Yeah. Oh, it'll be him then, yeah.
Yeah, because he's the one who's leaked this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, fridges do leak, don't they?
He needs this the most.
Rhys, thank you for your showbiz roundup.
Hey, it's Michael.
Stop it.
Thank you very much. Can we, more next week, please?
Absolutely.
This keeps us all on the pulse of the showbiz and celebrity gossip. Thank you very much for that. It's Thursday. That means that it's time for our friend of the show, who is here. He is the high priest of the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. He's called Vexander Crowley. The reason he's here is because other programmes, of course, have that moment where you step off, well, your busy life, really, and you take a spiritual look at your innards and just reflect. Normally it's done in a sort of pause for thought over on Radio 2 or Radio 4 or whatever. Normally it's done with a Christian or an imam or a rabbi or whatever. The market hitherto uncatered for is, of course, those that believe in the devil, but it's hitherto uncatered for no longer, which is why Vexen Le Crowley is here with his thought for the day for Satanists. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Now, as anyone will tell you, I've always been a fan of sport. From football to rugby, tennis to badger baiting, I'll be there. Whether I'm ringside, cheering on my favourite team, sitting on the sofa, clutching my betting slip, or in the ring itself, getting ready to punch a badger, I just love all sports. In fact, in my youth, I was something of a cyclist. The rules over what they like to call banned substances changed quite a lot during my period in the sport, but it was nothing that a simple, well-timed blood transfusion couldn't get around. Anyway, there was one day in particular when a memo went around listing the new banned substances. There were an awful lot there, including several new ones I already took as a matter of course, which had been added to the list, and many that I took which I had assumed had already been banned. But as I say, when you're receiving 3 blood transfusions a week, you start to wonder if you're losing more than toxins in all that drained blood. One wonders whether one's memories are in there. Anyway, I looked at the list and all the banned drugs, and I thought, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? For in the same way that in this grey area there is constant argument over what is right and wrong, so Lucifer enjoys operating in the flexible and grey area where conniving and argument is commonplace. But while I behaved in such a way as not to get caught, the Destroyer operates in this area to deliberately cause havoc and betrayal, eventually bringing all down in the wake of destruction which he hath seeded in that questionable place. And that's why, rather than change my ways, I simply spread misinformation around the rest of my competitors, changing the names of drugs in conversation so they thought banned substances were okay, and this was my masterstroke, recommending and selling actively harmful substances to people, leaving many people completely unable to compete. Of course, this should have meant I won all my races easily, and I would have done, had I not stopped at the side of the road to evacuate my bowels in the gutter, just like Paula Radcliffe that time. However, unlike her, I didn't need to go. I just needed something to throw at the crowd. And that should give us all something to think about.
The High Priest Vexen Le Crowley there, with his thought for the day for Satanists. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. We'll be back with nobody's favourite quiz, Paul Rossmaster, next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Your fillet of grout expectations tiling.
Yeah?
Winston Wolf, I'm told your business is expanding its territory. People are taking notice and you need looking after. So speak to Direct Line for your public liability insurance. They won't charge you admin fees for hitting the big time. And you better do it and do it quick, because big things are coming.
What things?
Contracts, Philip. Contracts.
No administration fees when you increase your cover with Direct Line for Business. Can your business insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
Let's start the meeting with a round of quick-fire questions. Whoever gets the most correct answers gets tomorrow off. First question, what's the most efficient way to manage our expenses?
Concur.
How can you capture supplier invoices electronically and manage approvals from anywhere?
Concur.
By switching to blank, we now have the tools that give us full visibility into company spend.
Concur.
Bob, you're the winner. You get tomorrow off.
But tomorrow's Saturday.
A deal's a deal.
Oh.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.co.uk.
Dream. Dream of new opportunities, of proving the doubters wrong and your gut feeling right. Dream of making it through late-night, coffee-fueled study sessions. See yourself landing that promotion, walking tall, and of your family glowing with pride. 88% of the Open University students we asked said the skills and knowledge they gained benefited their career. We're ready to help make your career dream happen too. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Belfast on the M2, the exit slip road is closed southbound at Junction 1A at Nelson Street. It's because of a multi-vehicle accident that's causing delays. M62 westbound through West Yorkshire, the entry slip road from the M621 is partially blocked. There's been an accident at Junction 27 and it is causing delays back to Junction 28. In Maidstone, Kent though, moving much better on the A249 Bearstead Road. There was an accident earlier eastbound, but that has now cleared. All lanes are open. I'm Kate Nichols.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. And she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an access all areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adult only late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson this Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, and in a moment we'll be talking all things Paul Ross in today's quiz, Paul Ross Master. However, ahead of that, Cornelius, I just...
Hi, John.
Throw this out there. I don't know whether you've seen any of the news.
The news? Oh, have I not shown you? I got a news on my arm.
Oh, look at that!
Yeah, it's quite sore, so don't touch
yes.
it.
Yes, what's it? Have you put, like, cling film on it?
Yeah.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I hope it doesn't sort of hamper employment opportunities.
You spelt it wrong, actually.
What?
Yeah, look, see?
Oh!
Oh,
that's I it. Can't change that.
It says sewn.
Oh! I've always... So no, I can look at...
No.
Oh, no.
No.
That's permanent.
Well, the thing is, getting that done, it's quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to help, because in the afternoons on Talk Radio, what we do is take the news stories that there are and simplify them down into their purest form. And the purest form is, of course, five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Tatar steel workers, pensions ironically stolen by government.
The news in haikus. It's time for this week's edition of Paul Ross Master. It is Paul Rossmaster, the quiz that tests the knowledge of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Many have played, many have scored some points. Everyone who's played so far is at the top of the leaderboard. Trying to get there today is this afternoon's contestant. He presents Fantasy Football Club on Sky Sports. He does Talk Sport at the weekends. Max Rushton, hello.
Good afternoon. I mean, look, I don't want to give any feedback early, but
yeah.
Just have you considered having a longer theme tune for this section? Because I just felt we got into it a bit early. You know, I didn't.
Yes.
I still don't feel totally ready, and I thought maybe with a slightly longer theme,
I
would have relaxed by now.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's very much there to build up to disappointment.
Yes, okay. Then I'm a very suitable contestant.
As we'll discover as we go along. Max, welcome to the afternoon show on Talk Radio. Listen, we've met in a kitchen, but I wonder what your knowledge of Paul Ross is like, Max.
Well, I mean, Paul Ross is officially my nemesis.
Right, do tell us why.
Because, as you will remember,
yes,
back in 2006, I was given the breakfast show on a sort of very large public broadcaster in the United Kingdom called the BBC, the local station for London. I was given that breakfast show because they couldn't agree terms with Pat Sharp. And that was a big moment for me as a complete nobody. And what happened was I had it for 2 weeks and then they forgot I was there.
Yes.
And so I did it for a year. And then one day we got an email with all the list of the times that the presenters were going to have their publicity shots. Vanessa Feltz, Danny Baker, etc., etc., etc. And Paul Ross was on that email with a time, but he didn't present a show at the radio station at the time.
Right.
And I did present a show at the radio station at the time, but I wasn't on the email. And so that was my way of discovering that Paul had stolen everything that I'd aspired to get to.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, look, Batman has a nemesis. I think it might help me in my career. So Paul is my, I mean, thoroughly nice chat. And actually it worked out very well because then I actually sort of pulled my finger out and made the show real and, you know, got a better job. But still, he remains a nemesis of mine, or the only one I have.
Well, that's I want you to consider this then as sort of therapy. So what you've got, Max, is three questions. They are mostly A, B and C answers. And what you're after, as I say, is you're trying to get some points. And that will get you hopefully to the top of the leaderboard, which is where everyone else who's ever played it. Julia Hartley Brewer played last week. Tim Cocker, Matt Richardson from Virgin of Auburn, Jamie East from Virgin has played it. A lot of people have played it, so it's your turn. Are you ready to play Paul Ross Master?
I feel under immense pressure. I think you want me to say yes very quickly, don't you? So yes.
Take as long as you like.
I can say now officially I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. Max Rushton. Upcoming movie film release news now. And an upcoming movie film release is that of the upcoming movie film release of an epic battle set on the world of Azeroth between a race of invading orc warriors on one side and the production team of Talk Radio's Full Set Breakfast programme on the other. Paul Rosscraft, The Beginning, tells the story of the Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross as he stands on the brink of war. A dark portal opens, something he's probably familiar with, and as a result, the twin worlds of Azeroth and Hatfields, just behind the Oxo Tower on London's South Bank, where Talk Radio is based, could be torn asunder. The fearsome orcs and Paul Ross are set on a collision course that will decide their fate.
Okay.
But Paul Rosscraft, The Beginning, isn't the only fantasy-style movie film release there's ever been in this fantasy genre. What's the other one? Is it A, Millsificent? Radio 1's Scott Mills is a terrible witch bent on revenge.
Okay, yeah.
Is it B, Dungeons and BBC Six Music's Liz Kershaw? Or is it C, Lord of the Rings, which is a documentary about Paul Gambaccini?
B.
Dungeons and BBC Six Music's Liz Kershaw is the right answer. Very strong, very good.
Excellent, thanks so much. It was a really good one, actually. And Liz, I mean, Liz pulls it out of the... I don't want to give it away, but she pulls it out right at the end when you just don't think she's going to. Just pops up from out the back of a wall, and there she is, tiny red cape, beautiful thing.
Question number two. History-based history news now, and it was nowhere near this day in 871 AD that great King of Wessex, defender of the Anglo-Saxon kingdoms of southern England against the Vikings, and Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross the Great repelled an invasion of a ferocious army of rival LBC presenters who arrived on the shores of Talk Radio in longboats that they'd hollowed out of Nick Ferrari. A myth that King Paul Ross the Great famously burned a pair of headphones while becoming distracted watching two strangers through the window of a horse and cart is a myth. But what other mythological radio-based great leader or king is the correct answer to this question?
Okay.
Is it A?
Yeah.
Robert the Ken Bruce. The genial mid-morning Radio 2 presenter who, upon sheltering from his enemies in Sally Traffic's cave, watched a spider trying to spin its web across her entrance. Is it B, King Dave Lee, the hairy cornflake of Travis, who became king by pulling his sword out of a typist at 1970s Radio 1? Or is it C, the mighty warrior Beowulf who travelled deep into Julia Hartley Brewer's swamp to kill the monster?
Hey,
Robert the Ken Bruce is the right answer. Very
Thank
good.
You.
Right,
Thanks.
Question number three. It's a music question. I want you to listen carefully, Max, to this music.
Yeah, I will do.
Very first time. That was the 1988 Coke advert song, The First Time, by Robin Beck. Here's your unrelated question.
Okay, good.
Male and female radio presenters switch courting roles depending on the season they were born in, say scientists. Many female DJs and broadcasters flash reflective eyes on their microphones to attract potential mates, while males, such as Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross, flashes his headlights in a rural car park near a roundabout in Maidenhead.
Yes. It's a moment of madness.
Name five famous eyes.
Okay.
Five famous eyes.
Is there an A, B, or C?
No,
or do you want me to go down?
No. Five famous eyes.
I, Claudius.
Good.
I Spy.
Yes. I'm going to put a clock on you.
I for the engine.
Good. Yes.
Yeah.
Time's running out.
That's it.
I'll tell you what I had. I had five famous eyes. Ivor the engine, you got that. Good.
Yeah.
Shot the sheriff, you could have had.
Oh, that's good.
Full tower.
Yeah.
Tunes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And robot.
Okay.
So we've got to just we're just going to check the system now to see how many points you've got. What you remember? What you're looking for, Max, is some points to get you to the top of the leaderboard with everyone else who's ever played it.
Fingers crossed.
Okay.
I'll just check the system.
We're just going to check the system. Just bear with us while we check.
Okay.
It's quite a slow system, Max. You just got to bear with it.
No problem.
Okay. Just hang on. It's quite
a slow system.
Right, I'm not in a hurry.
It's ready.
Is it?
Yeah, it's quite quick today.
What?
As if we're running out of time.
It's as if Sam Delaney's here. We've got to get onto that. What? How many points did Max Rushton...
I can confirm that Max Rushton scored...
Yeah?
Some points!
To the max. Max, congratulations. You got some points. You're at the top of the leaderboard with everyone else. Well done.
I've had a great day.
Good. That was Max Rushton. He's off of TalkSport at the weekend. It's a fantasy football club on Sky Sports playing this week's edition of Paul Ross. Master Sam Delaney has joined us. Hello, Sam Delaney.
Hi, how you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Immigration.
Yes.
What's it all about? What's it there for? Like it or hate it, it's probably here to stay, or maybe it isn't. Everyone's talking about immigration today. They've left it a bit late. I thought the whole thing, this whole EU debate, would only be about immigration.
It's come in fairly late on, yes, you're right.
Yeah, but there's some new stats out saying that we've got the second highest amount of immigration since records began.
Yes.
So I just want people's experiences of it, basically, because all of my opinions, which are, as you might expect, generally kind of woolly and liberal on immigration, are utterly ill-founded because, you know, immigration is not something that seems to affect my day-to-day life. So my opinions are irrelevant. I want the stories of people who, you know, perhaps it's affected their life in some way, good or bad.
Give
us a call. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, there you go. That's coming up on Sam Delaney's thing. Very quickly, by the way, we must end on... we're gathering facts about the Chelsea Flower Show.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah.
Today, because it's on, of course. A lot of people don't know much about it, so we thought we'd cover it. Facts that are coming in. Cornelius, I know you've got one.
Yes, of course. According to Michael, The Queen's bush is often admired at the flower show.
Yes.
Although Prince Philip is not to be a fan, apparently.
Okay. It's I've got some here. This is from Lucy. Famous people with the surname Flowers is just the musician Herbie Flowers. Good bit of fact there. Flowers get their distinctive flowery smell from air freshener. Flowers have no smell, but before they are sold, they're sprayed with floral air freshener make the smell of flowers. Mm. It's traditional for a man who wants to be in with a shot of getting intercourse to buy his partner some flowers. Mm. And the next series of Made in Chelsea, the Chelsea Flower Show, of course, follows the lives, loves and losses of a group of display rhododendrons who are hateful. That's it from us. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4, on Talk Radio in the Afternoons. The mighty Sam Delaney up next.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.